Stop.
Balls. We are now live, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sloth, and I am joined by Ice Goose and Enigma 420.
Scat.
So, Ice Goose, have you found any numbers in your search?
Oh, was I supposed to try?
Well, you were looking for Foursquare ones, weren't you?
No.
Oh, well, you should do that. Because I'm looking at Yelp ones, but that's a little bit more work than Foursquare.
Okay. Oh, or I could read Michelle tweets. Oh, yeah, okay. 2 minutes ago, I am into the pussy, god, dude, girl of a pussy, idiot. She spelled idiot wrong.
Nice.
Of a man, you stupid fuck, dot, dot, dot. If fucked off, this Twitter wouldn't be happening. I need to do fitness. I'd said I wanted to talk about job, work, business, money, part of life. This is a whole lot better. Red is my favorite color.
Quitting smoking means I am so in an annoyed mood. This is typical.
Yeah. 89 and 101. tea candle. It is like deep breath, calm, and fitness for my legs. Somebody hit it. I'm going to be like going down the street all hyper. Fitness is good for you, at least.
It's actually difficult to read the things that she writes.
I know. I said I need to do fitness. What gnarly hidden hatred I sense then about bodies too, God protect me from that, is disgusting, horrible two cycle for real.
What? I was just reading that one.
Distinct cotton. Trying to quit smoking only, which only stinks, cost money, stains, and is lazy gratification sucks. I'm gonna be in a group movement. Should call her and tell her we're from the anti-smoking department.
Tell her she's won a free year supply of cigarettes.
I'm paying attention. To be honest, I was looking shit up.
Hey, can I have the mouse back?
Yeah.
Okay.
She says she quit smoking when I said we should call her and tell her she won a free year supply of cigarettes.
Ah, copy that. I'm up to speed. Let's not call Michelle, though. She's
psychotic as it is. Yeah. I feel bad when I call her. I'm at McCarran International Airport. In Las Vegas, we could call in a bomb threat and claim it to that person.
No.
Don't need to be more brutal.
Yeah, Yelp, it seems, is actually kind of difficult to find people on because when you search the hashtag Yelp, you can search horrible and that'll get you negative reviews of people. But then you have to depend on them having A, their real name, and B, a landline. So I don't know. It's difficult.
You're kind of cutting in and out. Sloth. Or, Enigma, you hear that too?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I was turning my head back and forth. That's probably it.
Yeah, you should keep it in, like, a still position.
I'm at Pizzeria. Oh, that's... I'm not getting anything. Work, work, work. Here's a guy at work.
Your mom's at work.
I think she is, actually. Happy birthday. Can we call her? I'm at St. Francis Social Center. Oh, that seems fucked up.
Let us call your mom at work. Call her Mrs. Ice Goose. Or Mrs. Goose.
For sure you'd never get through the phone system.
Why?
Because it's horrible.
Oh, well, tell me more about it. Like, what's the number for it? You know, what's the company?
I don't even know the number, to be honest with you.
If you just give me, like, the company and your area, we could probably find it. And then it would be like you didn't even give it to us.
Nah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Alright, it's fine.
You'd be on wait for 40 minutes.
That's fine. We'll keep her, you know, on here, and then we'll just do other calls.
I'm at Movie Tavern for Gravity.
Yeah, basically nobody's tuned in right now, so it doesn't even matter that we're dicking around. There's like four people.
I know, I put it in the chat room and it's like dead in there now.
Fuck boy.
Bunch of fuck boys.
Fuck. Alright, here we go. This is for her. This is the Movie Tavern. Williamsburg, Virginia. I'm looking for Brandon. Brandon Stewart.
Well, do you want to take it? You found it.
Yeah, sure, I'll take it.
Better not suck. I'll be mad. Just kidding.
It's dead.
Thank you for calling Movie Tavern. This is Jessica. How can I help you?
Hi, there's a customer in your facility, and I need to speak to them immediately.
Okay.
It's a family emergency, but they're not answering their cell phone.
Okay. Who might this customer be?
Brandon Stewart.
Brandon Stewart?
Yes. And they're going to see Gravity.
Do you know which one?
Yeah, Gravity.
I have it in several things. Do you know what time they were coming to see it? Let's see, was it the 6:30?
They just got there.
So it's got to be the 6:30, okay.
Yep.
And what number are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling, can you just have them get on the phone right now with me? Can you just put him on the phone? I don't think his phone is working.
Okay. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah. Tell him it's his uncle. He'll
okay.
know. He'll know.
He'll know who you are?
Yeah, he'll know.
Okay. Hold. You got to give me a few minutes, okay?
Okay. Hurry up, please.
Fuck.
Shit.
Shit. Is that the fake Arby?
No, he's real.
No, that's really him.
He's real.
I'm going to have to kick him.
I'm going to kick him anyway.
Yeah, kick him anyway.
We're gonna
kick him,
right?
And then when he comes back,
wait
someone else
30
kick
seconds
him.
And then kick him so the lag catches up. And then he hears this after we kick him.
He's probably going to leave like, Peachy, do it.
All right, now kick him.
Wait. Here, just a little bit longer. You underestimate the lag.
Did you already type in the command?
There. I think now he'll catch it. If he's even listening. I mean, we have, let's see here. 7 people. 7 listeners. Thanks, all 7 of you, for tuning in.
Yeah.
Well, he just quit the network.
Not really.
Yeah. Said he left.
What a dick.
Sad.
Hold up.
Hello?
Hi, Brandon.
Yes.
Hi, it's John Holloman.
I'm sorry?
This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the Regal down the street.
I don't recognize your name.
Oh, my name is John Holloman. I'm calling from the Regal down the street.
Okay.
We were wondering why you checked in into this movie theater instead of going to our movie theater.
I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit?
Why did you go to that shitty movie theater when you could have gone to our Regal theater? We have popcorn.
Excuse me for just one moment.
Listen, asshole. This is your Uncle Benny.
Get back here, bitch.
Cocksucker.
Do you think he hung up, or...
No, he's still there. He's talking to the movie person.
Bag it.
Scat.
I kind of have a headache.
You should drink.
No, but I might play a song in a couple minutes here and get like some ibuprofen and a coffee.
Okay.
Coffee enema, I mean.
Are you cold?
No.
You sick?
No. Got a headache, bitch. What of it?
I was gonna say, get your fucking snow pants on, too.
Snow pants? What the fuck?
You need to not do some marijuanas, man.
I don't even think I fucking
hello?
Hi, this is his Uncle Randy.
Hi.
Hi, can I speak to
Brandon? Do you make
Brandon?
It part of your business on harassing people?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Do you make it part of your business on harassing my guests?
Honey baby, what are you talking about, honey baby? Sweetie pie?
I can barely hear you, sir.
Honey baby, why are you upset, honey baby? Don't be upset.
Sir, please don't call my theater again.
Honey baby, what are you talking
honey
about?
Baby, sweetie, don't.
Call her back.
She actually thought you were the Regal. Anyway, you should call back. Well. You should ask her out, Ice Goose. Or at least just talk to her some
get
more.
Get them digits.
Alright, I'll do it. I'll do it.
calling High Street Movie Tavern. This is Amanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I was wondering if I could speak to the lady I was just speaking to.
Give me one second. I believe you're talking about the manager. Hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah. Let me speak to that manager.
Get that management money, son. What? At the very least, ask her how big her areolas are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or her labia. Longery labia. Labia major.
Wait. I could tell her I'm from...
Hello, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. This is John Holloman. I'm from the Regal.
Yes?
I just want to apologize. We were just... That's one of my friends. We're just messing around, and...
Does he know that you're one of his friends? Because I have the authorities involved now.
Oh, yeah. He knows I'm one of his friends.
He doesn't seem to know that.
Oh.
He never heard your name or anything like that.
Well, tell him to shut the fuck up. Because I know him. He's one of my friends. So
you work for Regal?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And what is your name?
I already told you my name.
Your name's John Holloman or something like that?
Something like that.
Well, I would appreciate if you not play tricks like that. We take that very seriously here, and obviously the gentleman that you spoke to doesn't know that that has anything to do with a friendship.
Well, you might want to tell him. He's, all right, ma'am, I have a question for you. Ma'am?
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
How many fingers can you fit in your vagina? Ma'am, this is very, very serious.
We got the authorities involved.
Yeah, really?
Oh, no.
She probably means loss prevention or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Do they have security at theaters? Yeah, they do. They have security theaters.
Yeah, they have to.
Probably the ghetto ones.
Well, no, I think all of them at least have... Well, I guess security is probably just like the ushers, right? Kids that go down the aisles.
Yeah.
Make sure nobody's getting a blowjob in fucking Cars 3.
If you were an usher, you wouldn't walk to the back. You'd be like, fuck that. If you're going to get a blowjob, don't let me fucking see it.
True.
I don't know, I think they cut them back here, because it's, like, real easy to, like, hop movies. Like, as soon as one's done, you could go to the next one. They don't even check your ticket or anything.
Yeah, you can do that here.
When we were younger, is we'd get a ticket for, like, a PG-13 movie, and then just go into an R1 anyway.
Yeah. I did that a few times.
I mean, it was easier.
All right.
I am actually going to look up Indian places.
Okay. Well, this guy's an earth bar.
Napasa Cobra. Napasa Cobra, if you're listening, yes. This is live.
You horse.
Horse. I wish I had a horse sound effect. I don't.
Cue up horse song?
Yes. So where should I be looking for Indian food? Somebody pick a state.
Arizona.
Not California. Not Arizona.
Washington.
Washington.
No, fuck
no,
that.
No, not Washington.
Chicago.
South Dakota.
North Dakota. There's no...
Dude, North Dakota got like 4 feet of snow the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Alright, here's curry masala.
Make an order and then call them back. I think we should do Chinese restaurants from now on.
Yeah,
they fucking freak out.
Yeah, do you want to do one of those?
Yeah, I do, actually.
True that. Look up a Chinese place. We'll call it. You can put the order in.
Call that one in the meantime.
Well, I want to call this Indian place. Try that real quick. And then I'll call that. And then we'll
call
you
hear
Chinese.
Last week, Monday show?
Fuck
that
no.
China walk that Carlito called? That was funny.
Wait, what? What did you say?
He called China Walk or some Chinese restaurant and ordered food, and a guy like went off on him.
Who?
Carlito.
Oh yeah, no, I heard that. Yeah, it was a good
show.
Yeah,
that That was awesome.
Yes. Yeah, Carlito shows are always good, though. And he's always good, like, right out of the gate, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's never slow.
No, he just calls somebody and it's instantly funny.
Should call some China walks.
All right, here we go.
All right, so I'll take this one.
Yeah, I had 3 cups of coffee in a 45-minute period. I was fucking spazzing for a while there.
You should have dumped it on your dick.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Get my dick wet.
Yeah, is this Indian food?
Yes.
Okay, can I place a goddamn order, please? Already?
Have you been here before?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from?
Yeah.
What the hell, what do you mean? I'm calling from Rapid City.
So, I wanted to know how long it'll take before you get here so I can pack up, that's all.
What's up?
How long will it take before you get to the store to get the food?
Why the fuck does that matter?
It's okay, what do you want?
Okay, I want... do you have chicken tikka masala?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh. Well, do you have spicy beef?
I have... Hold on one second.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
she said you don't have chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, pepper chicken, sir.
What's that?
Pepper chicken.
Yeah, I was asking if you had, mater chode?
No, sir.
Bon chode?
What?
Do you have sister?
I can't understand you, sir.
Yeah, do you have sister? Bon chode? Ban chode? You know, to fuck sister? You take your sister, make her come front of me. I think you hung up. Yep.
See, as soon funny. As you said, you don't have chicken tikka masala? Yeah, banjo?
Well, I don't think he understood very well. So I was just going to cut to the point.
It was a shitty phone. Call the one that I put in. It's Chinese.
That was funny. You're like, do you have Bonjo? And it was like a long pause, and you're like, do you have sister? Click.
You bring your sister in front of me.
See, the lady was done talking to me because I said the F word.
Yes. Oh, I said that's fuck. Not your noise. I'm gonna order sushi. It's a Chinese place, but I'm gonna order sushi. I'm not insulting Japanese insults.
Well, then order a bunch of food and then we'll cancel.
So, Yancy, may I help you?
Hey, I'd like to make an order for takeout.
Huh?
I'd like to make an order for takeout. Ting chong ting chong chong.
Okay, what would you like?
I would like an order of, beef fried rice.
Beef fried rice?
Yep. Chicken tikka masala.
What kind of salad?
Just regular salad.
And you have cold pepsi?
Hello?
You have cold pepsi?
Hello?
Do you have cold pepsi?
Pepsi?
Pepsi, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, the boss not here. He will be there at 4:30.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Can I have, General Tso's chicken?
We don't have salad, chicken salad.
No. General Tso's chicken.
You want beef fried rice and sweet and sour chicken?
Yeah.
Okay, one beef fried rice, one sweet and sour chicken. And what else?
What's your special? What is your special? God damn.
We have the dinner, no special.
Oh, okay. I'll get an order of wonton soup.
For how many people?
Two.
Two people, small wonton soup. And what else?
I think that's gonna be it.
So small wonton soup, beef fried rice, and sweet and sour chicken.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have your name, please?
John, J-O-N.
J-O?
J-O-N.
J-O-N, okay.
My last name is Holloman.
Okay. And phone number?
661.
661.
997.
997.
3300.
661-997-3300.
Yes. Okay. 661-997-3300.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. Take about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
How is their phone number?
Wow. Let me make a note to call them back.
Yeah. I saved the number. Okay. What was that first number? The 323 area code that you had posted?
Oh, I don't even know anymore. It was a fourth court one that I clicked out of it.
Oh, well, I'm calling it. I'll call you. Okay. Excuse, take it. Better be funny.
It will be.
Rita Sunbay Pharmacy.
Hi, I'm. I need to do the weekly customer survey.
I'm sorry, you need to do the...
I'm calling from the corporate office. My name is John Hallman. I need to do the weekly customer survey.
Give me a second.
Okay. What the fuck up?
Survey, I'm sorry, from where again?
I'm from the corporate office.
Corporate? What corporate office?
The corporate office, ma'am.
Our corporate office?
Yes.
We don't have a corporate office. This is a corporate office right here.
I know. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Of where?
Of your establishment.
We don't have a corporate office, though.
Yeah, well, I'm calling from it. Listen, ma'am, how big are your areolas?
We don't have those.
Oh, you don't?
How many fingers can you fit in your vagina?
How big are your labias, though?
I couldn't mute fast enough.
No. Yeah, I noticed you went dead after that.
Yeah, I was gonna pick it up, but I didn't wanna.
I really fucked that up, but that was just classic.
It was funny.
Yeah.
She's like, "What corporate office?" You're like, "The corporate office." Your corporate office. Alright, this is an Indian place. I want to try this again.
Okay.
One of them.
Had her all puzzled and shit.
Hey, did.
She don't have aerials.
You should have told her that you were calling from, like, another cubicle. Like, it's John.
This is a process. Oh, shit.
Telephone number 605.
Shit. Wow, that automated recording sounded almost angry.
605. Alright, let's call. Let's call this one. Another Chinese restaurant. I hope you offend many people.
So are you just going to place orders at, like, a multitude of Chinese places?
Yeah.
Speaking Dragon. All business hours Tuesday to Saturday, 11:30.
I should make pizza delivered to the Chinese restaurant.
If you like to leave a message, please do after the beep. Thank you.
Oh shit.
I should make a pizza place delivered to the Chinese restaurant.
Or actually, you know, would be good, seriously, if you could find somebody on Twitter, Foursquare, who is in a restaurant and get somebody to deliver a pizza to them.
That's a good fucking idea, actually. Yeah,
that would work. And I mean, the better the restaurant, the better it'll work out, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
In the meantime, I'm going to try another Indian place.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole reason I did this is because I wanted to hear some angry foreigners. So, particularly those of the Indian persuasion.
They're a lot of fun.
They are. I prefer them over the other foreigners, the other devil people, as Carlito and Napasa Cobra and everybody else would put it.
Oh, I have a first and last name on somebody who's staying at a motel.
Nice.
Those yucky people.
Stinky people. Stinking.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, is this that Indian food place?
What?
Do you guys do Indian food?
Indian food? No.
Oh, wait, no. But this is the Cactus Cafe and Lounge? Wow, that's a pretty interesting coincidence. So, do you guys have, like, decorative cacti in the restaurant?
No, we don't.
Well, what the hell cactus makes you the Cactus Cafe?
Sorry.
Well, no, but I mean, what about it? Like, why are you the Cactus Cafe?
That's just what it's been named for 50 years.
Yeah, but why did they name it that?
I have no idea.
Are there cacti, like, in the area?
Yeah, in the Badlands, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, like cactiradio.com?
The Badlands. That sounds ominous.
I can't hear you. Excuse me, what?
Look, yeah, anyway, my name's Ron, and I'm actually calling from the corporate office. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Listen, are you aware of the new corporate policy regarding bathroom use?
Regarding what?
Employee bathroom use.
Oh, employee bathroom use?
Yes.
No, I wasn't. What's that?
Well, we recently installed cameras into the stalls of the bathroom. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Installed?
Yeah, little keyhole.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, little keyhole cameras. You know?
Yeah, that's illegal as hell. You're
well, no, we... Not. No, it's not. All right.
Call that one.
And honestly, guys, I didn't even try to call Cactus Cafe. I just picked a random one, and it happened to be the Cactus Cafe and Lounge.
Oh, actually, don't call that one.
Well, I'm doing it. Why?
It's wrong. It's a wrong or fucking end, so... Ah, shit.
Thank you for calling the River Terrace. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
114.
114, we'll transfer you.
Thanks. Okay. I'll take this if they pick up.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. Begin speaking after. I don't understand that command. Press.
Come on, damn it. No dice. Okay, what's the right one? Ice Goose.
What?
What's the correct one?
Oh, I lost his name.
Well done.
Well, that guy was in Memphis, Tennessee. And the one we called was in Napa, California. That's why I told you it's the wrong fucking one.
Yeah, but I mean, why can't you call the right one now?
Oh, because I'm 150 down away from that.
Oh. Well, why would you do that? That was dumb. You should have, like, opened it in another tab or something.
I did, but I exited it out.
Hey, Scoops.
I'm saying I'm not drunk.
I feel like it's more your fault than my fault, though, to be honest.
Let's see if this guy in American Eagle is here. I don't know how we take it, but it could be cool.
Give it a shot.
I hate how on Foursquare it doesn't have the number anymore.
It doesn't?
I don't know. That was just going to be too hard to find. It's probably in a mall or some shit. This guy's in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York.
Very unlikely that they'll find him for you.
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty amazing if somebody did.
Oh, here's a guy at the gym. He's in New Jersey. His name is Petri Protein. He said, "I guess everyone decided to do legs on a chest day." Shaking my head.
His real last name is not Protein.
No, it's N.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. Paste the number.
I'm trying to find.
We'll call it. And I'm actually gonna dip for a second after I call that, and maybe grab some coffee and a Tylenol or something. All right.
Oh, honey, baby, get a cold or a warm cloth on your head too.
No, I'll put on my fucking snow pants or whatever the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah, put on your snow pants.
I don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Snow pants. I don't.
Yeah, get your fucking snow pants on.
Are you talking about like the?
I thought you had a cold earlier. That's why.
Yeah,
I said
but
that.
I mean, are you talking about like the plastic pants that you wear when you're a kid? You know,
the ones that insulate heat.
Yeah, and they keep you dry because they're like, you know, plastic basically.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't wear those anymore as an adult, really.
Oh.
Yeah, my outdoor winter activities consist of like walking to the car, walking from the car to places that I've been going in the car. But definitely no snow time.
I pasted the number there, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We were talking about snow pants.
I think that's stupid.
Alright, I'll be right back.
You're stupid.
Thank you for calling Retro Fitness in Fairfield. This is Brian speaking. How may I help you?
I need to page one of your customers.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
I need to page one of your customers. Is in there.
Alright, man, give me 1 second. Can I put you on hold?
Sure.
Thank you.
Our knowledgeable and professional staff will keep you motivated to achieve your goals. We have everything you need to get fit this fall, all for one low price at Retro Fitness. Thanks for calling Retro Fitness of Fairfield. You'll find us right off Passaic, conveniently located close to Route 46 and 80. We're open from 4:30 a.m. till 11 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. on weekends. Join now for only $19.99 a month. You work hard for your money, and Retro Fitness offers the best value for your fitness dollars. Why go anywhere else? Retro Fitness Fairfield. We get you.
Enigma, do you get me?
Hello?
Hi, I need to page one of your customers.
Alright, what's the last name?
He's a buddy of mine. I don't really know his last name though. His last initial is M and his name is Peter. So Peter M. If you just say Peter M, can you please come to the front desk?
I have one Peter N. Natal?
M. M as in Mark.
Oh.
Okay. Is he there?
Do you know any of the other last name? Because there's a few.
No, I don't know any of it. I can't remember it.
Well, I don't know how we would... you'd have to come into the club to do it.
Well, no, he's in there right now. Just say, hey, Peter M., can you come into the front desk?
Okay, let me put you on hold for a second.
All right. Where the fuck up?
For free childcare, burn calories in our retro movie theater room. Get all the nutritional supplements and fitness gear you need in our...
Fuck boy.
I'm going to send you the link to this guy. He looks like a fucking douche.
State-of-the-art strength training gear and cardio equipment in the industry by Life Fitness, Hammer Strength, and Intech, so you can get in shape fast.
Wow.
Watch what you like on our personal
flagging,
screen TV.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Peter?
Hello?
Is this Peter?
This is not Peter. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. I spoke with my... You you can't pay over the phone for a membership. You'd have to come into the club, even if he's, if you're paying for it, you'd have to come into the club to do so.
I want to page him, not pay him.
Page him, okay. Yeah. 1 second.
Fucking hell, man. What the f- I want to pay for his membership over the phone?
Bunch of fucking stupids over there.
Yeah, for real. Fucking New Jersey, man.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, what?
He was probably listening. Sorry.
We'll call him back. And Slothy Poo gets back.
Honey baby, sweetie.
Honey baby. Big girl. Big girl, honey baby.
Big girl, honey baby, sweetie, with a headache, baby.
Yeah, we'll take good care of him, though.
Cook him some...
Some chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Oh, fuck boy.
Oh, fuck boy is.
Fuck boy.
Shit, son.
Shit. There we go, fuck boy. I'm determined to call this guy because he just looks like a faggot.
Balls.
Alright, call that number back.
So was that a long call or what?
Oh, they hung up on me.
Yeah. that's pretty good.
Yeah, fuck boy.
Alright, so.
He has to get a page and then he came back and the guy's like, you can't pay for his membership over the phone, you gotta come in and pay for it.
What?
Yeah.
He thought I was trying to pay for his membership.
Weird.
So I was like, fuck, boy, I'm not trying to pay for his membership. I'm trying to page him. I'm trying to talk to this nigga.
Ken is on Skype for some reason. I'm going to try to add him.
Who?
Ken.
Well, what the fuck is Ken doing on Skype?
Fuck if I know, man. That's why I'm trying to add him. Shit.
We're adding everybody. Fuck boy.
Fuck boy. He's in spray at school.
True.
Yeah.
Be funny. Find out what school he's at. Call page.
That would be pretty good. All right, now I'm gonna try another Indian place.
Oh, we need to call that Chinese place back.
Oh yeah, after this. These are usually quick. I'm sure they probably won't even bite. I'm not optimistic.
We should be optimistic.
Well, fine.
Be optimistic. They're gonna bite.
Yeah, is this Indian food?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can I make an order?
Sure, what do you want?
Okay. Do you have your pen and paper ready?
Yes, of course.
Okay, do you have butter chicken?
Yes, sir.
Do you have... I want that, by the way. Do you have garlic
butter
naan?
Chicken?
What's that?
You want butter chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have garlic naan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have vegetable samosas?
Yes, sir.
I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have papadoms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want an order of papadoms.
Mm-hmm.
And how about banchode?
You want that also?
Yes, banchode?
Yeah, we have that. We have lodachode, we have panchode, fudichode, everything we have. You want that?
Do you have fudichode
you want?
Well, what about Gandu? Do you have sister and Gandu?
You motherfucker!
Sir, listen. Don't take that tone with me. I just want to order
fuck
Indian
you, man.
Food. Listen. Hey, bring your sister in front of me. Okay?
I just want to fuck off.
What's that?
Just fuck off.
You fuck off. You're
you
the one
fuck
who called
off,
me,
man.
Asshole.
Hey, you motherfucker, asshole. Son of a bitch.
I don't even think that you're blood of your father. I think he hung up.
Shit.
I'm calling him back. I'm gonna tell him he's not the blood of his father. I don't think he caught that. But that's important. If he is really blood of his father, he'll come front with me.
Charles Frazier's.
Hey, asshole. Asshole.
Yup.
We're calling him back. This is the last time. This is number three.
Trace Buster Buster.
I think he's done.
Yeah, that's done.
He took it immediately, though, you know?
Yeah.
The second he said it, he was like, oh, yeah, we have this chode and this chode and blah, blah, blah. And here's your Chinese place.
I need to cancel my order.
I'm not sure what the hell it was doing there.
Do I want to make a call?
Did I type fuck you, man, in there?
Yes.
I did.
Here you go, Chinese.
Hello?
Hi, I just made an order.
Yes?
I need to cancel that order.
Huh? How much?
I need to cancel my order.
They all done.
I know, I need to cancel it.
They already make.
Yeah, but we realize that we can't feed your dirty devil people food to our family. That's disgusting. We can call them back if you would like.
Yeah, call them back.
Dirty devil people.
Tell them we're, you can tell them we're sorry and that we just like to order more food. And then call back again and cancel.
Make a copy of that order.
Nice.
Hello,
Yanqing? Hey, look, hi. Sweetie, I'm sorry, okay? Look. But look,
hello?
That was my friend John, okay? Can I apologize, you know, first off for my buddy John?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So
yeah, we wanna actually add more food to the order if that's okay. Well, I do. John's an asshole. He's just dicking around.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I want to add more, but John, you know, he's being a gay fucking asshole. You know?
So, what do you want?
Do you have Mongolian beef?
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Ching chong.
So, you want Mongolian beef?
Ning Pao?
Pardon me?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Can I have that? Can I add another order of wonton soup?
So one more Mongolian beef, one more. You have one small wonton already.
Yeah, I know. I want to make it a large.
You want to make it large? So
yeah,
I'll make large for you.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Do you have french fries by any chance?
No.
Ah, damn it. Fuck.
Do you have pad thai?
No.
Fuck. Lo mein. Do you have lo mein? Chicken lo mein?
Yes.
Okay, a large
order of that.
So one more Mongolian beef, large wonton soup, and one chicken lo mein.
Yes.
That be all?
Yeah, and when will it be done?
So at the same chat, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
Same order.
Yeah, okay. So can I have your phone number again?
661?
Yes.
Nine nine seven.
Yes.
3300.
3300.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. When will it be done? How long?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15
okay.
15 to 20 minutes.
What's that?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you serious? Wow.
I was having trouble holding it in the whole time.
I was like, I just canceled my order and you're going to add more shit to it.
And on top of that, you used their number twice.
Yeah. We should ask to talk to a man next time, though.
Yeah, we'll call back at 4:30 when the man shows up. All right, can I do an Indian restaurant?
Fuck no. Yeah, of course. Okay, cool. Do you want to find one, or you just want me to paste one?
Just paste one.
All right. This is Taj Mahal Cuisine of India.
Okay.
This is in New Mexico.
I should call that dog rapist later.
True. I wonder if he'll pick up.
Oh, here's a guy on his anniversary dinner.
Ice Cube hasn't even spoken to the dog.
Thank you for calling Taj Mahal. Let me help you.
Hi, I need to make an order for rapist. Takeout.
Yes, sir. What would you like?
Chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
Some beef curry.
Okay.
Some garlic naan.
All right, sir.
And banchode.
Sorry, what's it?
Banchode.
I didn't get it. Sorry, can you spell that for me?
Do you have mater chode?
Huh?
Do you have mater chode?
I don't believe that's the appropriate thing. I don't think so, sir. No.
Does anybody there speak Hindi?
Sorry, sir?
Does anybody there speak Hindi?
Who's this? I'm sorry, sir. I cannot understand what you're saying.
Does anybody there speak Hindi?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me speak to them.
All right. So just, I can understand Hindi.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay, I need chudi chudi.
What, sir?
Chudi chudi.
Sir, it's not in the menu. We don't have it.
Do you have banchode?
No, sir, we don't.
Okay, can you make your sister come up front?
Sorry?
Make your sister come up front?
If you are blood of your father, then you will come front.
Bring your sister.
Anything else, sir, would you like?
Your sister. I would like your sister's labia.
My bad. I'll queue up another one for you. I shouldn't have cut in.
That's all good.
All right, this is going to be India Kitchen Restaurant.
Okay. I think we should call a shopping center with one of these guys and say, hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm calling a bomb.
The person toilet. You are calling does not accept calls from private numbers.
Shit. That's a good business. It's like they've probably had this kind of shit happen a lot.
Yeah, probably.
They're like, these motherfuckers.
These are motherfuckers.
They say mother chode and the motherfuckers. I'm going to call 911.
I'll BRB. I'm going to go pee.
This was yours. All right, you're good. Enigma, would you like to take a call today?
Maybe later.
You always say that.
I'll jump in when you guys start laughing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fair. Fair enough.
Thank you for calling Rosori. How can I help you?
Is this Indian food?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I'd like to make an order for takeout. Is that okay?
Yes, definitely.
All right. First, I had some questions, though. Well, really, okay. Just one big question. Okay. Do you guys all wash your hands there?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Well, how often, like, in general, do you guys wash your hands? Because I don't like when dirty people and, you know, dirty hands touch my food.
Oh, okay. No, we do it after every different meal that we prepare, so... Let's say if it's because with our culture, there's a lot of people who are vegetarians. So every meal that is prepared, let's say for one order, then the next order we have to wash it because of, you know, culture and religious purposes because some people are vegetarian, vegans. So we can't use the same hand on the same food.
Okay. Well, so your culture, like you guys speak Hindi and all that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, I'd like to make my order if that's okay.
Okay.
Do you guys have chicken tikka?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'd like to order that.
Okay.
Do you have garlic naan?
Yes, we do. How many orders of that?
Just one.
Okay.
Do you have Papadoms?
Boppards?
Yes.
Yeah, that comes free.
Oh, awesome. What about butter chicken?
Butter chicken, it's called...
Bitch.
Hello?
What's that?
Yeah, butter chicken is, it's known as, the chicken tikka masala, makhni.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And do you guys have, mutter chod?
No.
You don't?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
To be honest, though, most places carry it. That's surprising. Are you sure it might not just go by a different name?
No. This is a whole new ownership, and it's a new menu, so...
Yeah, but could you check with somebody else, maybe?
No, we just don't have that in our menu.
But what about banchod? Banchod?
Okay, I don't think you're really trying to place an order.
Why?
Because you're actually cussing at me.
Whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. How am I cussing at you?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sorry, my buddy John, he made up the list of shit to order. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's an asshole, this kid, you know? He's always messing with me. You know,
okay.
Like one time, you know, I go to get into my car in the morning and hear John, this little fuck, he had taken a scat right on my car seat and I sat down in it.
Okay. And so, what else can I get you for the order?
Well, can you tell me how big your areolas are?
Say that again?
How big are your areolas?
What's that? We don't have that.
That's the area that surrounds your nipple on your boobies.
Okay, yeah, you definitely not trying to order food, so, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Hey, can we call back? Sorry, that was me really just talking to her.
I'm surprised you held that together. I'm actually really impressed. I would have lost it.
Yeah, it was weird.
You're losing towards the end.
She was too Americanized. You know, that's why I was trying to get her off the phone. Like, she knew what the shit meant, but she was just like, ew, like, this guy's talking about areolas and matcha. Ew.
I think I have one. Yep.
It's gross.
Gross matcha, pussy lips, areolas. Scat in her car. And she listened to my scat in the car seat.
Take a big old scat.
This little shit scat in the car.
This fucker. He's always messing with me.
Hey, thanks for calling the Body Lab. If you're interested in our program, go to bodylabfitness.com, click on Join the Revolution, fill out the survey, and somebody will get back to you in the next couple of hours.
Dude, sounds
please
exhausted.
Do not leave your name and number on this voicemail, as we do not check it. Rather, go to bodylabfitness.com, click on Join the Revolution.
Message erased. At the tone, please re-record. Message erased. At the top, goodbye.
No.
Call him back, see you, man.
Fucking guy sounded on the answer machine like he was, like, carrying fucking shit upstairs.
If you guys are interested. Oh, shit. Yeah, Ken was trying to call in. Are you there, Ken?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
We can't hear you, buddy. You're probably muted if you're trying to speak. Nope, call dropped. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks for the call again.
Thank you, Ken. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
I have a volunteer person.
Okay.
Let's see if there's a number here. It's in Canada, though.
I don't know if I can call Canada.
For sure.
I have, like, the $2.99 plan, man.
I think you can.
I use the ghetto cheapo plan.
Ken's trying to call me.
Is he? Well, dude, fucking add him to group call. I keep trying to add him, and he won't pick up. Or I guess he does, then it drops the call. Tell him to restart his Skype machines.
Okay. Reinstall Windows, Ken.
Front desk on mission.
Hi, I need to speak to somebody who's volunteering there. They're not answering their phone. And I need to speak to them immediately.
Sorry, who are you trying to speak to?
I need to speak to Jen Nelson.
Jen Malcolm?
Nelson.
Jen Nelson?
Yeah.
Sorry, do you have an extension number? Or?
No, she said she was there about a minute ago, and I need to speak to her, like, right now.
Okay, I can page the building and I'll see what happens.
Okay. Please do that. It's an emergency, sir.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just going to put you on hold quickly, okay?
Okay. Hurry the fuck up.
Alright, I'm going to tell her that I'm in her house sniffing her panties.
Not a bad premise if he manages to find her. And Ken, you're still dropping. Yeah, I'm on Outlook.com and the Skype app isn't working that great. Well, apparently. Seriously though, man. Get shit fixed. Call in.
What is he on?
He said Outlook.com and the Skype app isn't working that great.
Why don't you download Skype?
He's fucking calling.
Why are you on Skype, Ken? We want to hear you talk.
Hello?
Hi, Jen?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm actually your neighbor down the street. You left your door open?
What do you mean?
You left your door open, Jen. I'm your neighbor, so don't worry.
Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, hey, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah.
I left it open?
Yeah, yeah, I went in and I locked it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but, I started to watch TV. Yeah, well, I'm kind of drunk right now. But, yeah, I started watching TV, and, you left your panties on the floor.
Who is this?
Steven.
Steven, can you, yeah, I gotta go. I'm kind of busy.
Well, I'm busy too, but I'm sniffing your panties. I was wondering when you're gonna come home.
Okay, bye.
Jen, don't. Oh, shit.
She's not interested.
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
She's probably going to call the cops.
Yeah, probably.
For real, dude, I probably would. I would probably call the cops about that.
Yeah, I probably would, too. This drunk guy's in my house. Sniff my fucking pants.
Fucking drunk neighbor.
Hey, call that rapist back and have Ice Goose call.
Yeah, Ice Goose, you've never spoken with the Craigslist dog rapist.
What?
Yeah, he's the Craigslist dog rapist.
Aryan Nation.
Christ, where's his number? Do you have that?
I have it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, basically, he had this dog up for breeding purposes on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And I called and said that he was a dog rapist, and that the dog looked like it had been sexually abused and blah, blah, blah. And he lost his shit, and I guess Enigma and I called him back, and he said that he was, like, a proud member of the Aryan Nation. Yeah, he's, like, a skinhead. And then we called him back again, and, like, he was going to come fight us, and then, you know, obviously we didn't show up, blah, blah, blah.
Where does he live?
He's like, dude, you don't know who you're fucking with. We're Aryan Nation, rape your whole family.
Yeah, remember, he was like, why don't you come to my house and say that to my face? And I was like, all right. And he was like, well, wait a second, I don't actually want you to come to my house. But yeah, basically just call him and talk to him about him being a dog rapist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last time he didn't pick up, but
It's been a while.
Yeah, I guess Stacy called him the one time too. And he didn't really get mad, but he told her to fuck off and that the police are going to come for us and blah, blah, blah.
I heard that, yeah.
This guy's been calling me and trying to start some shit.
All right, do it, do it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2-1.
Let's try one more time. Shitty.
And then we should call that mission back.
The mission?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Call it. I need to call Jen back.
Huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Hello?
Hi, is this the guy on Craigslist for the dog breeding?
No.
There's an ad on Craigslist that says you breed dogs?
No.
Oh, well, I was wondering, I swear that your number was on this ad.
Nah, man, I think you got the wrong number.
Well, do you breed dogs, or are you a dog rapist? I hung up.
Yeah, he did, he's done. Yeah, I think that guy is not viable anymore.
Yeah.
You should call him back and then get physical with him. Tell him you want to fight him and he didn't show up.
Alright, do it.
That'll spark him.
No direct threats, though, obviously.
Yeah, I'll just spark him up.
I don't think he'll even pick up, but he might. He might just be mad enough, I don't know. Let it percolate.
Hey, Chomo, you don't fucking hang up on me.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's all like skinhead fucking crazy. I'll bet whenever we call him, he thinks that it's seriously like some old fucking, you know, dude he used to knock out to get revenge.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Alright. Call that mission back.
Call the what?
Oh, we're.
Your friend is gay. Hey, you, kid, you're gay.
Freak out this chick.
It's kid, if you can hear me, you're fucking gay. Kill yourself.
Front desk, you're on a mission.
Hi, I need to speak to one of your volunteers.
Yeah, can I ask what this is in regard to? This is a business phone line, right? So I understand there's an emergency, but if it's really something she needs constant attention to, you might want to let her know.
Her phone's not working. Can you page her down one more time? This is the last time.
I'll get her for you right now, okay?
Okay, thank you. Apologize, Canadian.
Hi.
Hi, Jen. This is Steven again.
Steven, I just stop calling.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I just feel really bad now. Jen.
I don't care what's going on, but this is not appropriate.
Jen, I'm sorry. You smell so beautiful in it. I want to touch your areolas.
I don't know what this is about, but this isn't cool, and the only person that knows that I'm here is Chris, so I'm going to be calling him, okay?
Oh, no, honey, baby, don't do that.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, man, thank you for real.
The only
scared.
Person knows that she's there is Chris, except she posted on Foursquare, so.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, she sounded really, like, pretty creeped out.
Yeah, she did. She's like, oh god.
Like they're gonna go to the store tonight, buy like surveillance cameras and shit.
Hey, but guess what? It's time to call back.
Chinese. Let's wait until 30 when the guy gets back.
Dude, yeah, true. Okay, you know what, Ice Goose? I like the way you think, man.
Yep. The chicks aren't gonna get mad.
You can call that other Area Nation guy.
Wait, so why did you say at 4:30 when the dude gets back? Why do you assume there's going to be a dude there at 4:30?
Because she said her husband was coming in.
Who? When?
She said he was coming in at 4:30.
When did she say that, though?
At the beginning of the call.
What call? The first one or the second one?
I think it was the first one.
Oh.
He asked for something, and then she's like, oh, yeah, he's not in right now.
Fair enough. My bad. My bad, Ice Goose.
It's all good.
All right, so what do we do in the meantime?
We should probably talk about our feelings and shit.
True. All right, let's try one more Indian food place. Does either of you want to take it?
No, thanks.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, this is Saffron Tiger Indian Restaurant.
Yep.
Thank you for calling Saffron Tiger. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to make an order.
Sure. What do you want? What would you like?
Chicken tikka masala. Ma'am?
Yeah, I'm writing it down, sorry.
Okay. Garlic naan.
One order of garlic naan?
Yep.
Okay.
Red curry.
What is it?
Curry. I want some chicken curry.
Chicken curry, okay.
Okay, curry? And Madar chod? I'd like some Madar chod.
What is it again?
Madar chod.
Okay, ¿qué es el Madar chod? Madar chod. Okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
Madar chod?
We don't have that, sorry.
Is there a man there that I could speak to? I need to speak to a man.
Okay. Quiere hablar con un hombre. Por a man. O manager. Hello?
Hi, you don't sound like a man.
Oh no, we don't have a man over here.
How is the restaurant running then, without a man?
I don't know, we are all girls.
Okay, whatever, bitch. Do you have Madar chod?
No.
Okay, do you think you could bring your sister in front of me?
My who?
Your sister, maybe show your areolas? Your breasts? I don't think she liked that.
Yeah, she shot you down, buddy. Maybe next time, you never know. It's always hope.
Did she say when you said bring her sister in front of you, she said Michael? Is that her sister's name?
I didn't even hear that.
All right, I'm going to call one more Indian restaurant, and then we are actually going to cut to a musical break, if that is all right with you two.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
Whoever Brad 14 is, he's not happy. Terrible. Yes, I finally made somebody not satisfied.
Better get a refund.
Yeah, you better get a refund and get out of here, Brad. You got one?
Oh, shit. I accidentally almost sent that to Carlito. I don't even know why I had that open.
Derp.
Derpy derp.
won't even answer the damn phone. That is no way to do business.
Shit, fuck.
Hello, Mayuri.
Look, okay, do you guys sell Indian food?
Oh, yes, it is an Indian restaurant.
Okay. Are you guys Indian or are you Pakistani?
It's a pure India.
You're pure Indian? So you guys, yes. You don't let Pakistanis work for you then?
Any Pakistanis?
You don't let Pakistanis work at your restaurant?
It's here or anywhere near?
You don't let them work anywhere near your restaurant?
I don't know. It's here, any Pakistan restaurant. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, I'd like to make a goddamn order. If you're done rambling about Pakistanis.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have your pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like chicken tikka masala. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay, I want that.
Okay.
Do you have garlic naan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want, do you guys have garlic shrimp?
No, garlic naan only.
Ah, damn. Okay, do you have poppadoms?
Yeah.
Okay, an order of poppadoms. And how about, what's that?
One order of poppadom, and do you like garlic naan or no?
Yes, yes.
How many?
Just one.
One, okay.
Okay, and marichod?
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 No, we don't have.
Do you have a banchod?
No.
What about your sister? Do you have her?
Papadichat?
Yeah, do you have your sister?
Yeah, papadichat.
What's that?
Papadichat?
Papadichat. Listen, buddy, look, or if I come in there, will you make your sister come front of me and then I can spread mango chutney all over her private parts?
Mango chutney?
Yeah, mango chutney all over her private parts.
No, we don't have mango chutney.
Yeah, but you have sister, right?
Eh?
Do you have a sister?
No.
Well, do you have mother? You can bring your mother in front of me as well, and I'll spread mango chutney on her. Guess not. That sucks. Whatever. Is anybody there? Vice Goose.
Yeah, sorry, I don't need... That was funny when he was going on about some weird shit.
You go on about Pakistanis.
Yeah. Well, no, I told him to stop rambling about Pakistanis.
It was funny.
I was the one who was talking about him, though. I didn't even think he understood what I was getting at. Alright, anyway, let me find some music here. And then once we get back, in maybe 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 songs, we will call the Chinese place back and transition into some other calls, maybe to some other things. If people have numbers or ideas, please send them to either myself or Ice Goose on IRC. Okay. Oh, wait, nope. Nope, not yet, guys. That was a false start. I tricked you. Okay, now we're good. Word. Thank you. balls. We're back on the
shit.
Air. And we're going to call that Chinese place back. Yay!
Yay!
And Ice Goose is going to cancel the order for the last time.
Our mother didn't like you.
What?
Our mother didn't like you. You were the adopted one.
Funny
Hi, is this the Chinese restaurant?
Yes.
Yes, I made an order earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to need to cancel it.
Okay, anyway, all right. Because yep. where is... Can I have your name again?
John, J-O-N, Holloman, H-O-L-L-O-M-A-N.
What's your phone number?
661.
Uh-huh.
997.
Mm-hmm.
3300.
997-3300?
Yes.
Okay, John?
Yeah, that's right.
John?
Yeah.
John, hey, listen. You know, you are the funny guy, you know? You called this number. I tried to contact you. And why you do that? John? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. No. You called me and I forgot to answer.
You forgot to answer. You
yeah,
know why?
I'm really sorry.
No, next time don't do that, John, okay?
I'm really sorry. I just need to cancel the order.
Which restaurant did you call?
Fuck. I called the Yan Cheng restaurant.
Where did you call? Where? Calling from where?
Oh, I'm calling from my cell phone.
I know. Which state are you calling from?
California.
Where?
Palm Springs.
Where?
Palm Springs.
You call from the Palm Springs?
Yes. I'm calling from the Palm Springs.
Hey, you're a funny guy. You're a very funny guy.
No, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't...
Kitty, you know this guy.
What?
This guy did funny things, you know. Okay.
I do funny things like I fuck your mother.
You too, man. You too. You shit, man.
I fuck your mother.
Did you hear him? He's like, I called back number. Did he call his own number back? You funny guy.
Hey, you call him back. Shit, man. Fuck you.
How did he not realize that was his own number?
I know, but this is totally the last time we're calling this guy. This is like the fourth time. This is not even cool anymore.
Oh, then you don't have to call him back.
He's probably calling the...
Call him one more time, because we've got to call him to order and shit, and that doesn't count.
Yeah, he's either calling the cops or trying to call us back.
He's trying to call himself back.
Why no work? You call from inside store. You call from store. Alright, we'll call him back later.
Okay.
So, Ice Goose, what was the number that you had posted?
That was the guy who is selling a bunch of porn DVDs.
Alright, do you want to call it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll move on to Enigma's used fleshlight.
It's the same guy.
Yeah. Oh, it was sent by social.
Nice.
Oh.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Alright, just call Enigma's. Because they're different.
Yes, they are.
You want to do this one, Enigma?
No.
Enigma doesn't do calls.
No, that's right.
Fuck boy.
I'm sorry. But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Word. 30 gay DVDs assorted $200. Nice.
What?
No, the link that you posted.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. His name is Juan. It's pretty good. That's pretty gay.
He's got a crazy assortment of gay porn.
He does. He does. And a very explicit advertisement, you know. All of his pictures are horrible.
You broke out a little bit there.
Yeah, all his pictures are horrible. Like, emotionally scarring.
Yeah, I know. I saw it like, I'm fucking scared now. Those big fucking cocks. It's fucking intimidating. Okay, well, those were a fail.
I'm gonna have Vietnam flashbacks now.
Alright, here's some socially awkward just sent me another one for porn.
What are we supposed to say to these people, socially awkward? It's... I don't know.
I don't want to see any more porn. Please don't send me the link if it's porn.
I mean...
I don't want to see it anymore.
I don't know. Do you have an idea for this, dude? I mean, you're taking it, but...
Not a fucking clue.
Yeah.
I'll just describe masturbating. Oh, I have an idea. I'll tell them let's masturbate together.
Not bad.
Let me try that. Hello? Hello? Oh, what the fuck? Your fucking answering machine is a piece of shit.
I hung up.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You could call him too and ask him if you can sample the DVDs.
Socially awkward. You should be calling these numbers to see if they at least pick up before sending them.
Fu Wing Lo.
What?
We're going to call another Chinese restaurant.
Ah. Are you going to do the same shtick?
Yeah.
We can't do too many of these. One, that's kind of ridiculous. Also, every time we do one, it extends the length of the show by like 15 minutes because we have to wait.
Fuck. Do we have any other ideas? I'm just going fucking crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy just calling random shit. And try another Chinese place, man. I'm good to do one or two more of those Chinese calls.
Okay. How long do you want to be on for?
I don't know.
I'm having fun. This is way better than studying.
True.
Okay, I got one in LA Fitness.
Hey, fuck, boys, I'll be right back.
Fuck.
Shit.
Scat.
Fuck. Cunt.
Enigma's not even gone. He's at his computer. He just muted his microphone, and now he's masturbating.
Shut the fuck up.
Alright, so correction. Enigma didn't even leave, but he didn't mute his microphone, and he is currently
and he is masturbating.
I got a wireless headset, so I can take it with me.
Nice, nice. What is that based on? Is that a A2DP with Bluetooth, or is that a RF?
God, I feel fucking stupid.
Is it what?
RF or, like, Bluetooth.
It's RF.
Nice, nice. Good choice. Yeah, I have a little Sony wireless one that I never really use, because it's kind of a piece of shit. It's Bluetooth, not very good.
Yeah, it really sucks around microwaves when it's on.
Yeah, and like latency, and it's just terrible. But the RF ones are real nice. Those things are tight.
Yeah.
I put one in the chair.
Oh, word. Word.
Word to your mother.
Thank you for calling Ally Fitness International. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thank you for calling Ally Fitness. This is Megan speaking.
Shit. I need to page one of your patrons there.
I'm sorry?
I need to page one of your patrons.
It's in there. You need to pay one of our patrons?
Paige, I need you to get them to the front desk. They need to get on the phone, but they put their cell phone up in the lockers.
Unfortunately, we don't have a paging system. This is the one in Sherman Oaks. We don't have a paging system here.
Okay, well, you can just go around saying her name. That's fine, too.
Unfortunately, we can't do that. That's going to disturb our members.
Oh, that's really funny. Okay, so her name is Leah Bush.
Okay, can I please go and hold for one moment, please?
Sure, bitch.
Hurry the fuck up. Oh, man, we can't do that. Okay. Old music.
So her name is... Go find her.
Oh, man, listen to that old music, that shit. Yeah, it has ambiance.
I'm really relaxed right now.
I'm about to light some candles and get amorous with Ice Goose on Skype.
Very.
What?
Very. Turn it on.
Shit, we never called Brad's people. Derp.
Oh, yeah. This music's horrible.
Thank you for holding.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, who did you need to speak with?
Her name is Leah Bush.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay, hurry the fuck up. The same premise as I did with the chicken candy. That's probably worth it. Nobody likes you.
Well,
you're adopted.
Brutal.
They have calling up chicks and telling them that I'm sniffing their underwear. While they're at the gym. People. Corny management meeting.
Or just a really dumb bitch running the front desk. I mean, seriously.
She's running around. Okay.
They don't have an intercom system, you know, pager like the fancy LA Fitnesses, the big cities.
Well, it's Sherman Oaks. It's like the poor ass people.
Of what?
Of what?
Of what?
Of what?
Or Megalocalypse. I've watched a solid 13 episodes.
Are you back yet, Enigma? Nope. Call is dropping. Oh, shit. Or somebody is... Oh, it's Ice Goose. He's dropping from the call.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah, is this Leah?
No, we went to try to find her, but I'm sorry, nobody found her.
Did you check everywhere?
Yes, we did.
Did you check in the bathroom?
Yes, we did.
You did? Because she might be in there taking, like, a shit.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, we did.
You did? And well, you should do it again. Maybe she was just embarrassed to admit that she was there.
Okay, all right, can you hold for one moment, please?
Well, no. I want you to go with, you know, fuck. You know what, I'm done with her. I'm so done with her now. She's done. Welcome back, Ice Goose. And Spray, if you're listening and you're available, please feel free to join us. We're still doing calls for a little bit now. Who knows how much longer.
Call that one Chinese guy back.
What up?
Call that one Chinese guy back.
Which one?
The one that said that was really funny.
Repaste it again.
Oh, okay. I call you, and you, you went to voicemail.
Oh, this guy again. Jesus Christ, this is the last time if he even picks up. You're gonna get us fined and my account banned.
What did I miss?
Hello, Yanti, may I help you?
Hi, is the manager there?
Who's calling?
John.
He's not here.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Yeah, he is.
So, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
We don't have
to go out today. Give me a... Oh, shit.
Nope. that's pretty good. All right. Hello,
so
Spray.
So what I miss?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Spray!
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
What's up, fuck boy?
I just got home, fuck boys.
Damn.
What's up, fuck boy?
How was school? So did you get to examine the Asian girl's breasts?
No, I was wrong. I guess we were doing something else today.
Ah.
We were doing head and neck examinations. I touched her scalp.
Nice.
So
nice.
Kind of hot, yeah.
Kinda.
Did you get to see her vagina?
No.
When you were touching her scalp, could you see down her blouse, you know, into her cleavage and her boobies?
A little bit, but her boobies are kind of small.
Oh, you should slap the hell out of her next time. Just fucking backhand her.
Oh, I don't know.
And tell her to get naked.
Yeah, next time I will. I should tell her we should practice at my house next time.
Nice. That's how Ice Goose and I get women, you know?
Yep.
But she has a husband, so I don't know. And a kid.
Rob her husband.
Yeah.
She wasn't the best partner I could get, but...
Well, just because you have a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be polite. And it's frowned upon in the Asian culture to sleep with other women.
Anyway, how much longer do you have for school, like until you're out?
Like a year and a half, I think.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
And
or a year and a
like
quarter
a nurse,
now.
Or like a nurse's aide, right?
No, I've already trained to do that.
Ah.
I'll just be like a nurse. Word. Like a nurse, registered nurse, RN.
Get to change the bedpans?
No, that's what the assistants do.
Ah, and touch, old man. You get to touch, like, old man balls, though, right?
You do, yeah.
Do you ever get to touch old lady cooter?
I have had to, yeah.
Nice.
To
nice.
Wipe them up. Get them all cleaned up, you know.
You know, you poke their butt, like when you're doing it, it's kind of like quick.
Yeah, you know. Actually, my teacher said that that's called ringing the doorbell.
What the fuck?
That's bad.
Holy shit.
Dude, when you said that, I got the image in my head, like, immediately. It was involuntary.
Who does it wrong?
All right, Spray, is there anything in particular you would like to call today?
No, not particularly.
Asians to take your anger out on Asians?
I don't know. Carlito did kind of a funny prank the other day that I thought was funny. Where he calls up like a diner or something, and he just asks for one egg. And then, but he won't tell him how he wants it cooked, though.
Nice.
Like, he just, like, you're just supposed to know, they're just supposed to know, like, what that is. Oh, no, he'll say one egg, and then they're like, how do you want it? He's like, cooked.
So what do you want, like an IHOP or a Denny's? Or?
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to call, take this call?
Yeah, this is all you need.
Yeah, an IHOP or a Denny's, any of those
words. The number I put in the chat is a Denny's.
Okay, and I have an IHOP in California. We'll call the Denny's.
You're an IHOP.
True.
So I'm going to... this is Carlito's one. Copying his stuff.
Good evening, gentlemen. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to make an order there.
Sure. For to go order, would you mind phone number first, please?
It's... 949 249 6868. Got that? Got it written down?
949?
Yeah.
249 6868?
Yeah, you don't need to read it back. You got it. I trust you.
That's our phone number.
That's your phone number? Oh. I'm sorry. I just got this phone.
249-6868, that's my phone number here. Are you sure, sir?
Nah, that's the wrong number.
Yes, it is the wrong number. It's my phone number here.
Yeah. Well, it's not your phone number. You don't own the place. But anyway, 815-230-3435.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sir, I just got this new phone. It's actually 714.
Okay, 661?
No, it's 714.
714?
997.
Are you joking, sir?
No,
absolutely not, sir. The number is 714-997-3300.
997-3300?
Yeah, sorry about those guys. That's my brother. Let me go ahead and put my brother Sticky Spray back on, though.
714-997-3300.
Yes,
yeah, 997. Yes, I got the number. Can I make my order now, please?
Of course.
Okay. could I have one side of bacon?
One side of... Oh, I knew him. Come on. Get your brother. I like to talk to him better than you. You're not even a good actor. Come on. You're a side of bacon? You come in here, I'll give you a bacon. Why don't you come in? I'll serve you a raw bacon. How about that?
Raw bacon?
Get your brother. I like to talk to your brother better than you.
What is that? Some type of Chinese...
You're bad. You're not even good. Come on.
Is that some type of a Chinese joke that you...
Yeah. So it is. Sometimes the Chinese bacon for you. Serve just hot for you, dumbass. Yeah, it's not all you want, dumbass. I have a caller ID. You call him from 661-748-0240. You think I don't know?
Tracer.
Dumbass.
Hey, look, will you bring your mother to us so we can fuck her? Let's call him
back. That was funny. Yeah. I ruined it, too, because I was like, I couldn't think of a stupid number. I didn't think it was going to ask me for one. So
it just happens. It's still funny. That's all that really matters.
We should do another one of those and just give him the...
I want to call this guy back. Quick.
Call him the same guy. Yeah, say some Chinese stuff.
Take off your arm.
Skype service.
Yeah,
hello,
look, I was curious.
Hello.
Look, if I come in there,
Skype Carter.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Skype Carter. I have time. You have time. I have time. I got nothing but
Skype
time here. How can I help you?
Skype Carter.
Hey.
Skype. You call from Skype.
I know. I told you I have a caller ID. I just want to see how far can you go with this stupid dumbass act.
You call from a Skype, Paul.
You call from Skype. I didn't know you know how to use it.
Paul,
wow, surprise. You know what? You call one more time. I'm going to report this in right now, okay?
One egg.
You got your own egg. Eat your own egg, okay? Eat your own egg.
I don't have my own egg.
Crack an egg in your face. Eat your own egg.
A Skype a caller.
I like that when you're like, you don't own the number.
Yeah, that was really good. I was just about dying there, Sprague, I gotta admit.
That was fine.
It was good shit. An ice goose dropped out again.
Oh, no.
Anyway, this was also, this was actually an IHOP, if you want to try this one, Spray.
Oh, that one was an IHOP?
No, this is an IHOP that I'm calling.
Oh, this one, okay. Yep. What was the other one, a Denny's?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's weird.
Yeah, Chinese guy running a Denny's who gets pissed pretty easily.
Yeah, that's so weird. He sounded like, I don't know what he was saying. He was saying something like, you always come in here and order the bacon, or something weird like that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
There we go. This is all you.
All right.
Thank you for calling. I have a Great American Parkway. This is Vinny. May I help you?
Hi, I'd like to make an order.
Okay, hold on a second, please.
Okay, hurry up. These guys would hurry up. Take too long. I want my food now. God damn it.
Okay, what can I get for you?
Okay, one egg.
How would you like the egg?
One bread.
What kind of bread?
And one sausage. Hello?
How would you like your egg?
One egg.
How would you like your eggs?
What do you mean? One egg. One order. One order of egg. Cooked.
How would you like them cooked?
Cook the egg with heat. Okay.
He wasn't interested.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't that good.
All right.
He wasn't having that.
Here, try this one as well. This is in San Francisco. Yeah, I don't remember him doing this premise, so it's. I definitely want to hear it.
I think he did it once.
Yeah, it was a morning show last week.
See, I listened to the archive of that, and I don't remember that.
I forgot if he got him, like, pissed off. Hello? But something else.
Hello?
Earlier. Hello?
Hello?
Or wait, it was a Wednesday show we did.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. I have San Francisco Fisherman's Wharf. This is Angel speaking. How are you doing today?
Hey, Angel. I'm doing pretty good. I want to make an order there at the IHOPs.
Hey, we're ready.
Okay.
What would you like?
This is a to-go.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One egg.
How would you like it? Double
one,
or medium?
One bread. One bread.
Okay, one egg.
One bread.
One bread. Uh-huh.
And one sausage. You got that?
I got that. One egg. How would you like the egg? Crumble? Over medium?
Cooked.
Over hard?
Cooked. Cook the egg.
Okay.
Okay. You got that? Do you understand?
And how do you like that cooked? Done?
No, cooked. What's wrong with you? You can't understand me? Is English your first language? A cooked egg. Never had that. Cook the egg. Why do I gotta tell them what to do? They know how to cook it, right?
Okay, you give me a temperature. You gotta give me a cooking temperature on that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll give it to you over easy.
I'm not the cook. If I knew how to cook, I'd do it at home.
Well,
that's
so
what I'm
anyway
calling you.
We cook that. I'll
cook
be
it. Just cook the egg with the stove.
Okay. Do you know what you're ordering?
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to order some eggs here, but obviously something's wrong with you. I don't know.
Okay, why don't you get your stuff together and when you decide what you want, let me know. Call me back, okay?
I told you what I want. Listen, okay, I'm ready to order. One egg, cooked, one bread. Are you writing this down?
Do me a favor. Can you come in and I'll have it ready for you when you come in. Come in and I'll get that cooked for you.
Read it back to me, what I ordered.
Come in and I'll have it ready for you, okay?
Read it. How can you have it ready? You don't even know what I got. Read it back, what I ordered.
Well, it's not making any sense.
I command you, read it back.
Sir, if you're not making any sense, I'm not going to take any orders from you.
What does it make sense about it?
Okay. You got to tell me how you want the egg. You got to tell me,
cook it.
You got to tell me more than just one egg and...
One egg cooked. A cooked egg.
But, I mean, I can give it to you poached. That's cooked. Basted, that's cooked.
Yeah, any of those. I'm not the chef. I don't care. Well, whatever you guys do over there, I don't really care.
You want a sandwich? You want to make it into a sandwich? Or how do you want this made into?
One bread.
Mm-hmm. Whole wheat?
Listen, you're just, can I talk to somebody else over there, like the cook? Can I talk to the cook? He probably knows.
I'm the cook.
You are the cook.
Uh-huh.
Let me talk to one of the waitresses there or something. Maybe she would know better what I'm looking for. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, come in and look at the menu.
No, let me talk to somebody else.
Please.
Let me talk to somebody else. I command you. End the phone.
Okay, well.
Bastard.
What is that?
I said you're a goddamn bastard. You can't order anything right. Damn it.
Fucking bastard. He was about to get mad for a second there. He's like, what?
I want it cooked.
That was good, though. That was real good. All right, let's call some of these numbers that Roy gave us.
I'm gonna take a break here.
Yeah,
gotta get a beverage.
Yeah, you're fine.
Not an alcoholic beverage, though. Or actually, maybe.
That's a mundane bad idea.
Yeah. Not really. It's a good
idea. Well, it's just one beer. But usually beer isn't to count as drinking, really.
What?
I said if you just drink a beer, it doesn't even really count.
Why?
It's true.
Why is that a rule? Like, who came up with that?
I don't know. I heard a comedian say it once, an English comedian. What's his name? The Eddie Gervais?
Nice. Yeah, he's good.
I forget what his first name is.
I don't know what his first name is either, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah, but he said in England, if you're drinking just a beer, it's like, oh, I'm not drinking today. You know, it's like drinking water or something.
Fair enough. I do get that.
But I'm going to go do that. All right.
All right. So basically, what we have from Roy is a lady who bought a shower curtain. A guy who bought a 100-foot pocket hose and a hose holder. There's a guy who bought a swiveling TV stand, and it comes with a free garden pendant. And then there's two slippers and a pair of tights. So if any of those caught your attention and you'd like to call one in particular, let me know. Otherwise, I'm just going to go down the list and we'll rotate.
Alright, I'll take one of them.
All right, you're going to get the shower curtain. I'm not really sure where you're going to go with this.
Shower curtain.
Yeah, I have an idea.
And the shower curtains were black and gray, and they were sold for $19.95, if you're curious.
What's the company that you ordered this from?
Harriet Carter.
Okay.
.com. Internets.
I'm going to pee out the window.
This bitch probably won't even pick up about her shower curtains.
You should probably hold back.
Call. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you soon.
Or we'll call you right back.
If she doesn't answer, I'm going to run and go pee.
Busy, maybe she's trying to call me back.
Cool.
Oh, and her name is Shirley Serber. But I don't think she's going to pick up anyway, so...
Sorry, I missed your call. Please leave your name and number.
Fuck it.
Bitch!
Whatever. We'll move on to Joseph Sayers. Sires. He bought the 100-foot pocket hose.
Ask him if he wants a pocket hose. Ask him how many hoes he has.
I'm going to say we sent him a snake on accident.
Hello.
Fuck.
No one is available to take.
Fuck, I'm going to go pee over here, babe.
Word. Motherfucker. A TV stand and a garden pendant. Fuck if I know what to even say to them if they pick up.
Insult them.
What's that?
Insult them? I don't know what you say there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I could just get, like, abrasive with them, tell them we fucked their order up and it's their fault. Fuck you. I'm not taking responsibility. And if you have a problem with that, I'll charge your credit card.
Double charge
it? Yeah. Send you fucking 7 TV stands. And there's an idea. I could confirm their order for 12 TV stands.
Sorry, we're unable to come to the...
Why do old people never answer the phone? It's supposed to be like a big event for them to get a phone call.
Sorry.
Fuck.
Fuck, boy.
Alright, we're down to the last number anyway, so if you want to start looking for other stuff a while.
Yeah. I will too. Fuck, boy.
Fuck, boy. You out the window?
Nah. Still daylight, boy.
So? Boy.
Hello. No one is there's available. There's people outside my window. Call.
Shit. Well then, that's all the numbers for that one.
Fuck Minnetonka.
What?
Fuck Minnetonka. Minnesota.
Balls.
Fuck Minnetonka.
Scat.
Scat.
So any ideas on what to call, fellas?
I got a pub here.
A pub?
And...
Cheers, mate.
Oi.
Oh. Winnie's Pub.
We still have 18 listeners, guys. That's...
It's a record.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're breaking records tonight, guys.
How many were on earlier?
I think our peak was 20. That was brief. Very brief.
Very, very brief.
Yes. Yes, we are not performing well. Busy. Maybe
I Twitter.
People...
I tweeted it and put it on Facebook.
Word.
Word to you, mother.
It's a government shutdown, you know? People can't afford to keep the prank machines running.
Nope. I can't pay for prank machines.
Nope.
Goddamn, Obama.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Thank you for calling Ladies and Maples. They can help me help you.
Fuck Obama. I need to speak to one of your patrons in there.
Speak to who?
One of your patrons.
One of our patrons?
Yeah. One of the persons in your facility machine.
Who are you looking for?
Their name is Hero Sky.
I don't know anybody by the name of that. Do you know if they sit at like a bar or the floor, the table?
They're in the pub. I don't know who they're with. They're Asian though, obviously. Their name is Hero.
They're Asian at the bar?
At the pub, yeah.
Are they sitting at the actual bar?
I'm not quite sure because I'm not stalking them.
Hold on, let me look.
Okay.
Dumbass.
I don't know anybody by that name.
He's Asian at the bar.
Hey, guys. Frank the Beans.
There's nobody Asian sitting at the bar.
Hey, bitch, that's racist.
Huh?
That's racist. There's got to be somebody there.
There, it's not racist. I'm just telling you, there's nobody there at the bar. Like,
okay,
I don't see anybody sitting at the bar.
Okay, well, how many Asians are in your facility?
How is that? I don't understand how it's racist. I'm just trying to tell you, you asked for somebody and I looked and I didn't see anybody.
Get over it and tell me if there's any Asians in your facility.
Not right now there isn't. Not that I can see. I don't know if someone's in the bathroom or not, but I can't see anybody.
Can you go in the bathroom?
I mean, if it's a male, I'm not going into the male's bathroom.
Okay, well, can you, oh shit, how big are your areolas?
I'm sorry, what?
Ma'am, how large are your areolas?
I can't hear you.
How big are your areolas?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? How big are your areolas?
That was a good answer on her part.
For real. There's no Asians. Bitch, that's racist.
You racist bitch. Segregated pub. No Asians allowed.
I kind of have an idea right now.
Yeah?
Call a place and try to tell them that you scheduled a phone interview with them, with the manager, and then tell them about how, like, you've been in jail and shit. I don't know.
All right. Well, what's his number that you just pasted?
It's a Lowe's. I'm going to try to get a job at Lowe's.
Word. Yeah, I guess it is early enough in, like, California to do that sort of thing right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Balls. Balls, balls, balls.
Oh, shit.
Sketch, sketch,
sketch. Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque 3. For directions to the store transferring, please hold.
I wonder if I could transfer onto the intercom.
We tried that like a million times, remember? For like hours at a time, dude. Repeatedly. Everybody else has to. It's apparently not a high success rate. Scat.
Scat, scat, scat.
Scat, scat, scat.
Thank you for calling Los Med City. How much did you call?
I need to speak to the manager.
Okay, what did you need help with, sir?
I'm supposed to have a phone interview with them.
You're supposed to have a phone interview with them? Have you talked to Fabiola?
Yeah.
Okay, when were you supposed to have your phone interview?
Right now.
Right now? When did you talk? Do you remember what manager you were supposed to have the interview with?
No, I can't remember.
You can't remember? What department are you applying for?
Appliances.
Appliances. That would have been Felix, and Felix is not here today.
Oh, can you just transfer me to a random manager then?
So you are speaking to one of them.
Oh, I am?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, can you do the interview then?
No, I cannot do the interview. The actual the manager over there at the salon, we need to go ahead and do the interview.
Okay.
And,
well,
Fabiola's on vacation. She'll be back on Thursday.
Okay. What's your department?
I'm the administration.
Oh, you're admin? Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do the interview now and I could work in administration?
No, we actually need to, Fabiola has not given us any kind of, she gives us the paperwork, and if we don't have the paperwork, we cannot do the interview. But you can go ahead and call her.
Okay, well, I have Tourette's. I don't know if that's okay. I have some other disabilities that you guys will probably just have to hire me. And because of the equal opportunities, you'll just have to hire me.
Okay, as I said,
I'm also Mexican.
I'm sorry?
I'm also, I'm Hispanic.
Okay.
My name is John Holman.
Well,
I'm actually 19 years of age. I have some mixed work history. I tried to work security. I was a bouncer at one point at a bar.
Okay, have you applied online?
Yeah.
So if you have applied online, as I said, go ahead and call Fabiola on Thursday, and mm-hmm. she'll review your application, and
yep,
then she'll go based on there.
Yeah, well, if you look at my resume, which should be in front of you.
I don't have access to that. As I said, Fabiola is the one.
You can see my bar manager thought I was a very good bouncer, but I was also very friendly to customers.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I believe that I actually possess the skills to work very well and under stressful conditions.
Okay, well, you know, we are hiring right now. We are looking at the applicants, but I do not have access to look at the applicants. Only Fabiola does that, so she could... call back on Thursday.
If you look at my resume, I don't have access to your resume.
Fabiola does. As I said, call her back on Thursday, and then you could go ahead and go from there.
Oh, great. So, what kind of experience do you guys look at?
It varies depending on the position you apply for. And I understand you have plenty of experience.
Oh, I have
plenty
of
experience. So if you do, we'll go ahead and consider you. But as I said, you need to call Fabiola on Thursday and then talk to her, okay?
Oh, great. So I have 3 years of experience of appliance work. I worked at Whirlpool. And what I actually used to do was fix the appliances.
Okay. What is your name?
John Holman.
I'm sorry?
John Holman. H-O-L-L-O.
What is your phone number?
323-617-5241. And actually, ma'am, my probation officer wants to speak to you. His name is Ron Newman. Ron, are you there?
Yes, John.
Okay.
Yeah, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Ron Newman. I am John Holloman's probation officer.
Okay.
Now, basically, I am obligated by law to inform you that the gentleman who is applying for a position at your establishment is actually a two-time felon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The nature of his crimes, one of them was selling crack, cocaine, freebased
mm-hmm.
children. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other crime was actually of a sexual nature, so he is also a sex offender, all right?
Okay,
but it was, he molested, for lack of a better term, his mm-hmm. neighbor's animal, his dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm obligated by law to inform you of that. So, your obligations, if you were to hire this guy right here, John... you would have to inform every customer, as they walked into the store that there was a registered sex offender.
Uh-huh.
Selling appliances.
Okay.
Yes. But he does have a lot of experience selling appliances and fixing them as well.
Okay. Yeah, I could hear that he had a lot of experience.
Yes. The guy that he, you know, whose dog he molested, he was actually good friends with him. What's that?
Sorry, I was coughing.
It sounded like maybe you were laughing. I don't think it's very funny.
No, sir, I have a cough. I've been sick, so
okay,
I have
well,
a cough. I'm sorry.
I'll sue you.
Okay, sir, I'm sick. I have a cough.
Well, look, I swear I will sue the living hell out of you, miss. Don't give me any back talk.
Run. I'm trying to get a job.
Sorry, John.
You know, I used to work at this burrito cart, and we'd have angry customers come around. Angry
sir,
Mexicans.
I'll go ahead and have the HR department contact you, okay?
I mean, do you think I'm going to be hired? Because I have a lot of work experience with Mexicans.
Okay, no problem. I have HR call you, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no, wait, ma'am.
Cunt.
That was funny.
All right, I got to piss real bad, so I'm going to play some music, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
They're trying to buy fans in particular, they'll probably just end up putting a hex on them.
Just start chanting some weird shit.
We're back on the air. Keep chatting then.
We were thinking of ideas to say what, like if we got interviewed, what other things we could say.
Nice. Yeah, that
I
was
like
a really good
idea.
Premise,
this is
though. Fun. You just kind of, like, start the interview anyway. You're like, yeah, so.
Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah, that was good.
Anyway, my idea was to tell him that I was previously a horse wrangler and had to artificially inseminate a lot of them.
it made good work with your hands.
Yeah. Do you want to take one, Spray?
Yeah, sure, I'll do one.
What is this one, Ice Goose?
This is a Lowe's in the Los Angeles area.
All right, go sell yourself some fucking appliances, Spray.
All right. Oh, it's Lowe's. All right, Lowe's. I want to...
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, transferring, please hold.
Really hope I get this job. Need to feed my two Mexican kids at home.
Fucking kids got no shoes. Fucking wife's bitching.
Yeah, mama needs a house.
Fucking tits all dried up from breastfeeding. She hasn't got enough milk anymore.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque tres. For directions to the store, press 1.
Fucking National Geographic titties.
To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator,
the
press
black
0.
Ass saggy titties.
No, we need con. Fuck you.
Transferring, please hold.
Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Saggy titties.
God damn.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. I'm direct your call.
Hi, I'm calling for the phone interview. For 7:30, or hello.
7:30. Yes. Yes.
Are you a manager?
No, but you say you have a.
Yeah, I'm sorry. For 5:30, I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you know who you need to talk to?
Well, HR called me. I applied online.
Mhm.
And they called me and just told me to talk to the manager for the phone interview.
Well, let me transfer you to HR. I have Natasha or Doris. I'm not sure who you need to talk to.
Oh, yeah. It was Doris.
Okay. Let me transfer you to Doris.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, fuck you, Doris.
She's not even gonna pick up. Stupid Doris.
Fuck, bitch.
Bouncing me around. Need a job. Can't just get bounced around like this. It's important.
Give me a second, let me page Doris.
Okay, if she's not around, I guess I could talk to the other one too. They didn't tell me. Yeah,
they didn't give you a name?
Yeah, whoever's available, Natasha.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
This is my jam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All alone.
Yeah, pretty good. Calm boys on the phone. All alone. What's going on here? She starting a new vocation here. Ain't nothing new. Call some guys over for some good loving. Drop the rain, stand in the trash of the runaway train.
Tell that bitch you got off on. When she gets on, just complain about this too.
Yeah, I'm going to. It's taking too long. I need this job. But it's just, if I'm gonna have to jump all through these hoops and shit like this.
Tell you're gonna burn shit down.
No, yeah.
As a threat.
Right.
Fuck boy.
I'm gonna burn my own house down.
If I don't get this fucking job, I swear to God, I'll burn my whole goddamn house down.
Do it.
I can't feed my goddamn family, so I have to fucking burn them.
Burn the only shelter they have.
Yeah, collect on the life insurance.
I'm gonna burn a piece of paper if you don't give me this fucking job. To my room.
That's far less threatening and frightening. Yeah. The and stakes aren't as high with that one. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna punch the walls. My own walls. God damn it.
I don't know why it's funny. It's funny though.
It's HR people.
Fuck, boy. It's gross.
Yeah, they have like the easiest job of anybody in the company.
Yeah, what else do they do?
What the fuck are they doing right now?
They don't do shit. They sit around and eat fucking snacks all day.
I'm sorry, they're not responding?
Well, can I talk to a manager? I mean, I gotta get this interview done because I got a couple of others set up.
I could take a message and have Doris or Natasha call
I command you. Let me speak to a manager.
Okay, 1 second, please.
Okay.
She's like, oh, all right, well, he's commanding me, so I'll do it. It's fine.
Yeah, I stole the command you from Carlito, too. Yeah. I like that.
It's hard to not steal stuff from, you know, the rest of the hosts.
Yeah.
Because they come up with good little things, and you're just like, man, that's awesome.
I'd say it's a collective circle.
It is, you yeah. know.
Gotta listen to this shitty music.
Fuck.
It's alright. It's not too bad.
I don't know what kind of fuckboy shit this is.
It's pretty bad. It sounds like a country. Kinda. Country pop. Pop country.
Yeah, they need to delete this shit off their rotation.
It's like 70s, like, I don't know. What the fuck? Hippy dippy shit. I'm on the journey!
Church music.
Yeah.
Fucking Jerry Garcia's dead.
Yeah. Good, thank God.
That yeah, really.
Fucking asshole's gone. What happened? He like OD on heroin or something, right?
I forget what he died from, but I'd honestly have to guess it was heroin. It's always heroin, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that new crocodile shit that's making its way here?
Yeah, that shit's pretty fucked up.
Wait, yeah. It's coming here now?
Of course.
What is it? What is
it? It's a cheap heroin. They make it out of gasoline or oil with codeine.
And it eats away your face.
Yeah, it eats away your skin and all. Google it. See some of the pictures. Pretty graph.
I don't know if I'm... I don't know if it, how I feel about being here.
Yeah, do you feel like it might have positive aspects to it?
I mean... I guess it's kind of cool that we can join Russia in their fucked upness, but then again, I don't know. I don't want to see good Americans get hurt.
True. Good heroin-using Americans.
There, Mike.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
Inscrupulous Americans who use heroin. They don't care. I'm curious.
I mean, they can use heroin. I have no problem.
I just can't help you.
Hi, Karen. I'm calling about my phone interview. I'm supposed to have it with you.
Whom were you supposed to have the interview with?
With Karen. Are you Karen?
No, I'm Kat.
Yeah, Kat. Kat. I'm sorry, Kat. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm new around here.
Well.
I have a problem remembering. So are you ready to interview me?
No, Sarah, this is for HR.
No, it's for you.
No, I don't do the interviews.
I'm sick and tired of waiting around for someone to interview me. Where is HR?
She had a family emergency today,
sir. Sick and fucking tired of it. I don't care what the fuck she has.
Sir, do you think people want to get... We can't hire people that you're going to use profanity.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, what kind of... honestly.
I'm just a little peed off. I'm sorry.
I understand, sir, but she is not available. The operator asked you if she wanted to take your information. She had a family emergency.
What about Natasha?
Natasha is not available. She has left. So I can take your information and give you...
Well, what about the other one? What about Doris?
There's only two people. Doris has had the family emergency.
They both left. What the hell do these people do? They just sit around their office all day.
Natasha left already for the day, and Doris is out on the family emergency.
Oh, after a day of hard work, doing nothing in the office.
Can I get your name so I can take your information and give it to him?
Well, I mean, what... Did she even do anything today? Seriously.
Sometimes you can't control family emergencies, so I can take your information.
Not the family emergency. Who had the family emergency? Natasha or both of them?
Doris did, and Natasha's scheduled 8 to 5 today. Is after 5 she went home.
Yeah, after a long day of work, right?
Yes, sir. We work hard here at Lowe's.
You think the HR people work hard, honestly?
I know we all work hard here as a team.
I mean, I'm sure everyone is always saying, "Oh, those HR guys don't do shit. Just sit around, eat."
No, we all work together as a team. We're one big family unit here, sir.
Eat cookies, Oreos all day in the goddamn office.
Sure you can. All right, sir. Do you want me to take your name so I can give it to them? And they should be back in the morning.
My name is Tony. Tony Spray. Tony Spray.
Spray, F-R-E-Y?
S-R-S-P-R-A-Y. Tony Spray.
Okay, thank you. I'll give this information to him, okay?
Yeah, whatever. I don't even want to work there anymore.
Cunt.
Stupid fucking
whore. That was a lot of waiting. I didn't even really think about it while it was going on, but...
Yeah, I was pissed.
Fucking phone tag shit.
Well, I'm glad that she had a family emergency. Fuck her for making me wait so long.
All right.
Just left.
I want to do one of those at a Best Buy.
Right. Oh, okay. Are you going to look it up?
What up?
I'm good.
You're looking it up?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you going to be the interviewee sloth?
Yes.
I heard that... Best Buys won't be around very much longer. It'll just be online.
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen.
Good.
Big Box is going away.
They can fuck themselves.
Thank you for calling Best Buy on Dewey Boulevard. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. Speak with sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad services, press 4. If you know the attention you'd like to reach, press 8. To repeat these options, press pound. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad services, press 4. If you know the extension you'd like to reach, press 8.
Okay.
Fucking answering, but you won't hold.
This is a very tropical hold.
Where are you calling?
I'm about to put a little tiny umbrella in my beer. I can't even hear you, dude.
The Hammond organ.
You'd think they would have an option to call the customer service desk. But yeah, Best Buy doesn't really do phone interviews, I don't think.
The fuck are they doing? Sleeping
over there? Keep
your
gaming collection fresh with the latest and greatest.
I'm gonna ask my teacher tomorrow what the extension is.
I'm gonna
call
him.
They hang up?
No, I hung up. I'm gonna call a different one.
Yeah, they just fuck around. I used to work at like an Office Max, and people just, I put people on hold all the time and be like, fuck it, I don't care.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in San Francisco. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad services, press 4. If you know the extension you'd like to reach, press 8. For pricing and availability, press 1. For questions regarding a previous purchase and all other questions, press 2.
Hopefully this is customer service.
Thanks for calling Best Buy on Harrison Street.
Yeah, this is Ron. I was told to call for a phone interview that was scheduled for me at 6 o'clock.
Okay, hold on.
Hurry the fuck up. God damn.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Mobile San Francisco. This is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was supposed to be waiting for a damn phone interview.
Excuse me?
I said I was waiting for a phone interview.
Phone interview for what?
Yeah, I was supposed to call in. My name is Ron, and I was supposed to interview on the phone for a sales machine position.
Okay, and that's how you're going to approach it?
What's that?
Okay, give me 1 second.
Wait, how I'm going to approach what?
Best Buy makes it easy.
Cunt.
Simply return or exchange any BestBuy.com purchase at your local Best Buy store.
She didn't ignore it. That's random. She doesn't. No, they don't normally do that. They usually just kind of brush over it.
Got to call back later.
I'll probably have an opportunity to do it at the end. Please call somebody a cunt. Somebody's getting called a cunt.
That's my work for it.
Know that Best Buy carries the most smartphones and tablets under one roof, including the ability to compare plans from AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile? Only Best Buy offers the freedom to choose a device and a plan that meet all of your mobile needs.
Fuck boy, cunt.
Cunt. Nunu just got done watching Coronation Street, since Jill's not around to tell him that.
Go brush your teeth, Nunu.
I think you mean go buy a toothbrush.
Go home and brush your teeth, cunt.
And give me some fucking Diddy Donuts, man.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Fucking GameStops and shit, dude. Places that don't put you on hold for
great deals. Right, all these places put you on hold when you're trying to talk to a manager about a job, dude.
And we'll email you a
Best Buy fuckboy motherfuckers making us hope.
Oh, shit.
Hello? Is this the Best Buy sales machine? I need that fucking job. God damn it. Fuck it. I quit. I give up on it.
Damn. That motherfucker, Best Buy, fuckboy motherfucker.
Holy shit. Okay, yeah, so, it looks like Nunu has a telemarketers convention. Yeah, seriously.
Just fucking call him and try to sell him.
But it's in the UK.
What the fuck, Nunu?
Yeah.
Well, if Matt
No. Okay, that was different shit. He has a bunch of UK numbers, but this is actually in Washington, D.C. The telemarketers convention.
Call this one. I want to do this one really fast.
But he doesn't have any names for the telemarketers convention, so that makes it difficult.
Hi, is a manager available?
Who?
A manager?
Yes, it's me.
You're the manager?
Yes, sir.
You sent me an email about a phone interview that was supposed to happen at 6 o'clock. I was just calling 10 minutes early.
Can you repeat that again? I could barely hear you, sir.
I have a phone interview with you right now.
I think you're talking about the other manager. She's not here at the moment.
Okay, so I worked at another GameStop downtown. I was fired from there. Just a little disagreement with the customer. But I worked as a bouncer at a bar at one point in my life. I got some great life stories out of that. I learned a lot, all that bullshit. Do you have any questions for me? Sir?
I think he hung up.
I think he did too.
What a motherfucker.
What a motherfucker.
What a mark-ass.
Yeah. Yeah. And a trick-ass.
Mark-ass, face-ass bitch.
Face-ass bitch.
Fuck boy.
Fuck boy. Fuck. Yeah, fuck boy.
Alright, so Nunu also wants us to call clowns at a clown convention and attempt to convert them to Islam. Because they all seem to like Jesus.
How many clown conventions are there a year? Wasn't there one like last month?
This is actually the same clown convention. He says it's still on.
It's been going on for a month.
Evidently, the clowns don't quit. They go hard, man. They don't, fuck around. This shit only comes once a year, You really gotta... And it's not even summer anymore is the worst part. It's fucking October.
Yeah, I remember that it was in the summer when the clown convention.
Yeah, he's probably wrong. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Anyway, here are the names for it, too.
All that plaques clogging is.
I don't really know how to approach...
The clown convention? Well, if it is a clown convention, I would... say that I would make a complaint about the clowns honking too much.
We did that. Like, they were in the bathroom and they were having sex with us. And...
Good evening. Hi, Reese. Jackson Bubba.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to be transferred to a room. I don't know the number, but I just know the guest who's staying there.
Okay, what's the name?
The name is Ronald Cross. Cross? Yeah. And he's actually there for the convention.
You said Robert?
Yeah, Robert Cross. He's there for the convention.
I don't see a Robert Cross in here. Okay. I mean in here.
Well, how about a Randall Norris?
Is Randall with two L's or just one?
Two L's.
Okay. And you said what was the last name again?
Norris. Just like Chuck Norris.
I don't see that either.
Fuck. Okay, well, are the clowns there? Is the clown convention still going on?
No, I don't think there's a clown convention here.
Motherfucker. Well, the Nunu's fucking lying to us. Do you know that?
Stupid.
Yeah, that was back in September they had it, actually. September 4th to the 8th. Were you there when the clowns were there, miss?
Bitch.
Cunt.
Nunu put in the chat.
Yeah, the clowns are gone.
Stupid clown.
You got an old shadow or an old log up?
I do.
Slow?
Yeah.
Well.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
I don't think there are any clowns here right now.
Only on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more you think about it, the more it really doesn't make sense that they would have a month-long clown convention. Oh, God. Okay.
He's going to gun it in Seneca.
But Nunu, I will say this much. The telemarketers convention, you did not actually send a number for. So if you could do that, that'd be much more convenient than looking it up.
Shit.
He called you a stupid fucking cunt. Yes, clear your whole messages.
Yeah, Nunu has either Tourette syndrome or rage issues in general.
I didn't talk to nobody yesterday.
I was in the car taking a shit. And Nunu likes UK calls. You know, and he likes angry Indians. Those are like his two big things. But we like Nunu. He's a mysterious and secretive guy, but, you know, he's got a heart of gold underneath all that. He's a good man.
He's a song. He has a song in his heart.
He does.
He says he sent the names of the telemarketers. Well, we need a fucking number.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like looking it up.
Yeah, for real, man. Got to get check schedule. I'm the fuck.
I'm looking at the picture of this clown convention. It seems all right.
Do you like clowns? Is that a thing for you?
They're okay. I don't know. I don't necessarily like them. I don't dislike them, though.
Speaking of clowns, they were supposed to remake that It movie like 2 years ago.
Have you ever read the book?
No.
It's real fucked up. There's like a preteen orgy at the end.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, it's
give us the fucking numbers, mate.
Yes. It's kind of like Grapes of Wrath. If you've ever seen the film, it does not end at all, like the novel.
Hmm.
Yeah, in the novel, it ends with an old man sucking on a young woman's tit. So,
seriously?
Yes.
The clown?
No, God, no. I'm talking about Grapes of Wrath. What the fuck?
Oh. I thought...
Stephen King's The Grapes of Wrath. Bitch.
It's like my dick. You don't have a dick.
I thought some
huge.
Like I thought somehow the kids became friends with the clown.
No, but that would be pretty awesome.
At the end, it was all just a misunderstanding.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. They're like, dude, that's crazy, and then it turns into like a stoner comedy. Dude,
what does it feel to be a dildo?
I don't have a fear of clowns. I don't know. Some people have a irrational fear of clowns.
Some people are also clown fetishists. You can see porn like that on some of the websites from time to
time.
Oh,
I've seen one, before, like a full one.
Yeah, dude, they go, they're for reals.
That's fucking
cool. It's pretty funny.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And erotic. I personally, I found myself quite aroused. I don't know about you.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. A quick wank, as Nunu would say. Just a quick wank.
Yeah.
Quick wank.
Quick way, mate.
A lay down. Yes. I think they say that in England.
Say a throw as well for sex.
A lay down. Row?
Throw.
Oh, throw.
I know they call people tossers.
Tossers? Or, like, what about the old in-out?
Oh, right? Yeah. But that's... Yeah.
I think that's just from the movie.
Yeah,
the
I
book.
Don't think that was real slang.
But
a lot of that was based on, you know... UK slang, I think.
Well, I guess they like made up their own language for that. I guess there was a book originally. He like made up his own language that mixed in words like Russian words with it and other things. And just like nonsense types of words like eggy wags.
Yes. Yes.
So I heard you speaking German earlier, Spray. You know a lot?
No, I don't really know that much. I can say like Guten Tag or... Was magst
isn't Guten Tag German?
Was magst du in deiner Freizeit?
What was that shit you were talking earlier?
Oh, he was like saying something. I just said like, oh, this group is very good, sehr gut.
Hey, call that number, Slav.
Or das ist Blut means that's stupid. Ich habe sie skilaufen. I like to go skiing.
Thank you for calling the Ladera Heights Home Depot. For store hours and directions, press 1.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time and taking other callers. Please remain in the line and your call will be answered by the next available associate.
Okay, bitch.
Oh. That shit's sexual, man. We're all about to get amorous with one another.
Damn. I say gospel music.
Yeah, dude, fucking straight up R&B. Light some candles, fucking get our dicks out. Fucking slap them together and shit.
Sword fight.
In a soulful manner.
Yeah.
Wow! Tickly shit.
Yeah, how come black people's music sound like they're having sex all the time?
Because they do, man. You ever notice black families have like 5 kids? It's like the default. It's the bare minimum.
They have like 10 kids.
Yeah, dude, straight up.
Thank
they fucking
calling the Home Depot. Your call is very Mexicans important.
Mexicans have more
though.
They do. They do. Anchor babies, they call them. Yeah.
Your name in the line and your call will be answered by the
See, it's like it's like a hive for like humans.
And Mexicans don't go around making all like moaning music all the time.
No, their music's all like clickety clack and
yeah, exactly. Upbeat, you know.
It's
they
the
know
same.
How to party.
True, yeah. Tequila, you know.
Yeah,
Mexicans.
They bust the accordion out and some horns. They're ready to go.
True,
know?
True.
Fucking Mexicans.
Hey, is somebody there? Tell us what you think about black people music and how it sounds sexual in nature.
Oh shit, is there someone on there? Sorry.
I think it picked up. Hey, you bitch.
Hello, I'm calling about my phone interview today. Hello?
I think we ruined that one for you talking about R&B.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot.
Oh shit.
Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy.
Clearly not.
I'm assisting other callers.
Apparently that was
Please
a hold.
Remain in the line and your call will be answered by the next available associate.
What the hell happened to the music?
They cut it off.
Hello? Hello?
Damn, I was getting in there too. Like, I was getting my candles out, lighting them and shit.
Hello? Fuck, I think.
Do you want to try a different one?
Maybe they heard us disapprove of the music. So
they're like, oh, I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah, fuck boy.
Yeah, fuck boy.
That's kind of creepy. Then the music starts back up for like a second and it fades out.
That was weird.
Hey, can you hear us? Like, if you can, just play the music a little bit.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time assisting other callers. Please remain in the line and your call will be answered by the next available associate.
Yeah, if you can hear us, cue the music up, please. We apologize to the music gods that we want the music back.
Just play it for like a second. 1 second.
Yeah, just 1 second.
We'll suck your dick, man. We'll suck your dick. I love when Carlito does that for the job interviews and shit on the phone. He'll be like, man, I'll suck your dick. There's always that delay. Like, you feel like the dude's thinking about it. He's like, well.
I like when he calls him stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or talks about the job. He's like, I'm calling about this goddamn fucking job. Like,
yeah. I like that one he did about like a month
Thank
ago
you
or
calling
two.
Calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important.
It was like, if you hire me, we're going to have to, like, shut this store down.
No, he was like, I tell him in the interview, it's time to downsize. It's like, I got a 5-point plan. First thing, you get rid of all the Mexicans, the Hispanics. They steal stuff. They cause problems.
I lost it when he did that.
Yeah, me too. And he was telling her, like, no women are allowed to drive. Like, they have to get dropped off by their husbands or take the bus like good little girls.
Yeah.
And the intimidating sales tactics were good, too. He's talking about drop-kicking coffee tables and shit, making the customer pay for it.
Yeah, he's funny.
Why don't we just call? I just had an idea. I go on Craigslist and call people.
Think about that.
Yeah, dude. If you find anything on Craigslist, please feel free to post it.
Well, that's very important to us. So
what?
Shit.
Like job interview stuff.
Yeah.
I think
someone.
There's a whole.
I think someone was listening.
Yeah, so weird though. They still had the thing. Please hold. Blah blah blah.
No, I hung up.
Oh yeah, that was so weird when the music came on though.
Yeah, that was the only time that music queued up that last time.
1 second. I want to try a call real quick. I don't know. This is kind of based on something Brent Westwood did. It's probably going to be stupid.
Probably.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in West Los Angeles. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, for pricing and availability.
Best Buy, so please hold. I'll be right with you, okay?
Hurry the fuck up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ah, she hung up. All right, fuck it. That's probably a sign. Hello?
Call that one.
The
949. Oh, she hung up on you?
Yeah, because I said fuck. Wow. I said the F word. It was offensive to her. Apparently that's R-rated.
She's Christian.
Yeah, she needs to grow up.
She don't like it.
Nah. Hello, and thanks for calling St. Clemente Keller Williams Realty. If you know your agent's extension, please press it at any time. For a company directory, please press 4. And for a general message, please press 0. Thanks again for calling Keller.
Please hold while I transfer you to
Tina Betts.
You soon. Please hold the line. We'll be right back with you.
Hello, you've reached Tina Betts with Keller Williams.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back.
You get a fucking email.
Hey, bitch, this is Ron Newman. Listen, I'm calling about your fucking jobs. If you could call me back, my number is 950-495-9544. Alright? Get back at me.
Mark ass, bitch.
I hung up. Ha!
All right, I get the mark in there for you hung up, though.
Anyway, we're gonna run until, let's call it 9:30. Hillock actually is going to be going on at 11 Eastern. So we'll get off an hour.
Oh,
and half.
He is?
Yes.
He said before 9 Eastern. Or no, 10 Eastern, he said before. Yesterday, he told me.
He told me 9 Central Standard today.
Yeah, he told me 9.
So that's 10 Eastern, isn't it?
No, I thought Eastern was 2 hours ahead of.
No, we're only an hour.
Really?
It's 8. It's 8 o'clock over here right now. 8:08.
Well, shit.
Shit. Pissed.
Well, definitely 9:30 then. Hell, that'll only give him half an hour.
He's not even online yet.
No, I mean, they're gonna figure it out and stuff. I don't know.
Well, I taught him how to broadcast last night, so I have to check his settings. But to be honest, he's good. He's stressing about nothing. It's he's good to roll for the most part.
I mean, he just has to click and he's on.
Yeah, and I mean, he's gonna have to, like, he's gonna run into a problem or two. I'm sure it'll crash or do something retarded. That's just how it is, you know.
Oh, of course, yeah, definitely.
Isn't that Zach's guy doing shit for him?
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, Zach's then said that he's gonna broadcast for him.
No, I actually set up Hillock's computer last night.
Oh,
okay. Well, let's see.
He's recording it.
Well, Sam records automatically.
Oh, okay. I started recording just in case yours crashed or whatever.
Call the one Spray put in.
Yeah, try that. Let's quit talk about Hillock's stupid show. That's it.
Yeah, fuck Hillock's show.
9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully. Yes. Oh, he'll probably be late.
On Madhouse Live. This is the premiere as well. This is his first show, so. Yeah. Be sure to tune in, people, or stay tuned in.
I did cocaine! What?
Or jam your computer into the face of your skull.
Hey, Ice Goose, can you tell your roommate to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, shut the fuck up, dude.
This is all you, Spray.
It's called Suck My Dick. You don't have a dick. You prick.
All right. right. I'm calling for the job. Hopefully they pick up. I don't know. Maintenance mechanic opening. A lot of these don't have phone numbers, though.
You have reached Mike Foster.
Whoa.
Well, holy fuck. You have reached Mike Foster.
I know. He's like a high-powered sales associate.
I feel emasculated by the voicemail machine. Going to yell at it.
You have reached Mike Foster with the National Direct Sales Development Center. NDSDC.
Well, fuck you,
too. You can tell that he's probably done that voicemail like 100 times.
Yeah, seriously. So what the fuck is a mobile phlebotomist insurance examiner?
I don't know.
Do phlebotomists have to have insurance for taking blood? I mean, seriously.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, it's all you, and I'm calling it.
All right. I want to work with the insurance aspect of it and the blood aspect. Oh, yeah, I'll format the numbers.
Really too. Emphasize the blood, though. That's really what's attracting you to the position, you know? If it even wants to ring.
Yeah, that's been happening to me, too, lately. It, like, doesn't ring.
Yeah, Skype does that. It's fucking annoying.
Seeking an adult star. Reputable adult film production studio. Looking for Fresno's hottest girls, 18 to 29 years old.
To get fucking railed on camera like a slut.
Yeah.
For probably not even close to enough money.
Pay for all our first time models are $300 to $1,500 cash just for one shoot. That's a huge, like, spectrum.
Well, it depends on how hot they are and what they're willing to do. Like, you do anal, obviously, that's worth more than just blowing some dude, you know?
Yeah, but I would just pay all of them $300.
Yeah, but dude, that's not enough money. Like, think about that. Like, $300 to go get drilled by some strange man and have him fucking blow on their face. Like, that's fucking...
And then videotape it.
Yeah, and then sell it for, like, way more money than $300. Like, for real, you're better off being a prostitute in that case, because, I mean, you do it one time, it's not on film, you never have to see the dude, you're good to go.
You know what's funny is I have a friend that had a girl that he went to school with, was on Bang Bus.
Nice.
No way.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell me who it was on her, though, but he said she did it.
That's fucking hilarious.
That is pretty funny. Smut. All right, this is Truck Driver. This is you, Spray.
All right.
Your number.
I want to handle a big rig.
Do wheelies in your truck like Carlito.
Or
Eddie Cross, rather.
What the fuck? No one wants to
pick up. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 55.
Yeah, so much for fucking trickle-down economics. These fucking one percenters don't even pick up their damn phones. Thanks a lot, Obama. Prick.
Yeah,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's such a fuckboy.
Dude, I found this Twitter account that's like, stop the Illuminati. It's fucking ridiculous. Just find...
Hey, I'm calling about the server position down there.
We got okay.
With the Japanese at the sushi, I know all about sushi.
Yeah, okay, so you put in your resume or application, come by here, okay?
Yeah, I already turned in an application. I'm calling, they told me to call back for a phone interview.
Oh, well, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Tony.
Tony. Okay.
They said call at this time for the phone interview.
Okay, so...
At 6:15.
We'll call you, okay? You're going to check your resume.
Wait, can I make an order?
Order?
Yeah.
Okay.
K1 sushi.
What kind of sushi?
One rice.
Huh?
One
what
noodle.
Kind of sushi? What kind of sushi you like?
One sushi.
No, we have many sushi. What kind?
Cooked sushi.
Huh? Cooked sushi?
Cooked.
Oh, I don't understand you because we have all different kind of sushi.
What's wrong? Do you want one sushi cooked? Can't understand English.
I understand, but what kind of sushi? We have a lot of sushi, like yellowtail, salmon, tuna. And, you know, you just say sushi order. I don't know what one you like.
One sushi.
I know.
One. Can't you understand me? One goddamn sushi.
I know. So we have tuna and yellowtail and...
Stupid. You're stupid.
You... Dumb too.
What'd she say? You dumb too?
You dumb too. It was a very adult insult that she lopped at him. She's like, take that, you fucking guy. Fuck to you.
Yeah, fuck boy.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I guess they didn't want to talk to me about the interview, so. Let's see. Appointment setters. That's
Ice Goose, are you ready for your number? Ice Goose. John Holloman.
Oh, yeah. I just put one in chat. I've been yelling at you for a while on mute.
Well done. Yeah, but here you go. This is you.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, shit.
Hunter.
Well then.
Fuck boy. I got another one. Fuck boy?
Yeah, I did not expect to do this long of a show tonight.
It's fun, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, we had some good calls too.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
Yo, you funny boy. I call your number and it mine.
I have a caller ID.
Bring it to me. Bring it to me, you motherfucker.
That stupid woman took that same number down twice too.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. And she took more
and canceled it and then made another order yet.
An additional order on top of it, like it was combined. Yeah. Same check?
You were even laughing too, like it was a like prank and everything. She still did it.
Yeah, no, I've started.
They don't understand social cues, though. You know, it's confusing to them.
Yeah.
The Google subscriber you have called.
Oh, Ice Goose, your numbers, they suck, man. Come on, Ice Goose. Little goosey. Goosey goose.
Shit.
Goosey goose.
I think instead of actual...
I have an idea with this one. It's right. Heavy machinery. Call this. Oh, you motherfucker. Oh, fuck that person.
Didn't have a number.
Alright.
Fuck, boy.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after...
Try that one, Ice Goose. The dry one.
You don't have the full number there. Stupid fucking computer machines.
Well, it's probably the same area code,
though. Alright, call that one.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about the propane tank.
Yes.
Is it still for sale?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. Okay. Can you tell me, you know, what kind of condition it is? It's in? It looks a little rusty. The picture you provided isn't very good, so...
Yeah, you know, I bought a... I'm in the carpet cleaning business.
Oh, okay.
So I bought a mound truck machine, and it came with it. But the problem is that it didn't fit on my van. It was a little bit too wide to fit under my van.
Under the
four echo line.
Okay, I understand.
So I got a hold of a smaller one that fit just perfectly under there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I'm selling it. It works fine. The guy had it mounted on his truck when we took everything off. It works fine. It still has a little bit of propane in there, I think.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you want to know about it, but that's just...
But do the nozzles work? If I were to put tape on the nozzles, would anything come out? I'm trying to use it for other purposes.
Okay.
Okay, what's its capacity?
What's the capacity of what?
Of the tank, how much propane can it hold?
You know, I really don't know. I'm guessing, I want to say, somewhere around 70, 80 gallons.
Oh, wow. So that can make a big boom. Big boom.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Okay.
Because the smaller one I bought, it fits about 50 gallons. And it's close to half of the other one around there.
Okay, so it's somewhere around 100 gallons.
I want to say that, yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay. I mean, that's good. Great. Okay, so can you tell me, you know, how strong it is?
Well, it's a real strong one. It's made of, it's pure metal, so, I mean.
Pure metal. It's not made of a mix of any kind?
No, it's pure metal.
Okay, good. That's great. So if I took a sledgehammer to it, what do you think it would do?
If you put a slam hammer into it?
Yeah. That's what sledgehammer
is. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Never thought about doing that to it, so...
have you ever lit propane on fire?
Did I ever fill it up with propane?
No. Have you ever lit propane on fire just to see how its flammability?
No.
Oh, okay. It is flammable, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so, you know, if I filled it up the whole way and it accidentally exploded, how big of an explosion would that be?
You know, I have no clue, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
Okay, so should I, if not that I'm trying to make it explode, but if I fill it all the way up to the top, how big of an explosion would it be, you know?
I have no clue, and I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, fucking magnets, right? You know, I don't want to put a magnet on there and it just explode and kill my crazy ex-wife.
Okay.
Yeah. So how much are you selling it for?
I have it at $800.
$800?
Yeah, because I was doing research on them, and they're somewhere around $1,500 brand new, and it's still in good condition. It's probably a 7.5 to 10. No. I mean, it's just rusted. You can always repaint it, and it looks brand new.
Yeah. I just got to make sure the nozzles work, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Everything works fine. I mean, like I told you, it was mounted on the guy's van, and then I just took it off, and we're gonna put it on my new machine. But I never had the chance to do it because it didn't fit.
So if I put this on the bottom of my ex-wife's car, do you think she'd notice it?
You know, I don't know what you want to do with it. If you want to buy it, you can pay cash, and you can do whatever you want with it. And that's about it. I'm actually at work right now, so if you get done with the questions, and if you really want to buy it, bring the cash down.
I mean,
you can do whatever you want with it.
I definitely want to buy it. I'm thinking like $600, though.
All right. If you have the $600, the tank is right here in the city of Orange. Come pick it up. It's yours.
I'll give you $400, and I'll suck your dick, man. I'll suck your dick.
Because I'm not trying to kill my wife or anything.
I ruined it for you, buddy.
I was really trying to make it like not sound like I was a psychopath in case my neighbors could hear it.
Yeah, and
he got
spray.
Snippy at the end at you.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, put
it. I think it's because I told him that I wanted to attach it to my ex-wife's car.
Says spray. Do you want to call that drywall guy and we'll close up the show with that?
Yeah, sure. Hopefully he'll pick up.
Hopefully it won't sound like you're a mile away.
You're right. Burn. My thing was flipped up. Yay. Hello? I don't even know any shit about drywall.
Your call has been forwarded.
Damn it!
Well,
oh, shit.
Oh, look, it's Matt in chat.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Maddie,
say hi to Matt. Hey,
and
Matt.
Again, just so you guys know, everybody who's listening, half an hour after we close up shop, in theory, Matt Hillock will be, you know, doing his world premiere for Matt or Laugh Track Matt's Big Fucking Party Time, I believe is what he's calling it, something along those lines.
I think it is, yeah.
So everybody tune in. Tune the fuck in for Matt fucking Hillock, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Matt fucking Hillock, brain lesions.
Yes, hashtag fun with brain lesions.
Yay. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and then you guys got to figure out the mountain and the other...
Yes.
Fuck all them.
And those fucking weird PST. Canadian half-hour time zones.
Yeah.
For you, dark stranger, who
Bunch
should also shut
boy
up.
Time zones.
Yeah, fuck
boys. Yeah, stupid. Stupid time... Other stupid... time zone.
Goddamn people. Ice cream cone time zones.
Fucking Canada.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for joining in and doing calls. Ice Goose, Enigma, and Spray. Say goodbye, guys.
Thank you. Okay, see you. Goodbye. Bye.
Fuck bye,
boy.
Everybody. Thanks.
Fuck boy.
Thanks.
Fuck boy.
Thanks. I don't mind walking around this old and empty house. To hold my hand, I walk with you, my dear. The stars creak as I sleep, it's keeping me awake. It's the house telling you to close your eyes. Some days I can't even trust myself. It's killing me to see you this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore. Outside when we were young and full of life and full of love. Some days I feel like I'm wrong when I am right.
is playing tricks on you, my dear. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore. Hey! So listen to disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go and meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang around. I'll see you when I fall asleep. Hey! Don't listen to though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.